Assassination attempt. A suicide bomber attacking the homecoming convoy of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto as it wended its way slowly through huge crowds in the capital of Karachi. She was shaken but unhurt, though as many as 136 people died in the attack.
There's no official word on who is being held responsible for these blasts. It's been pretty much finalized, and police officials have confirmed that this was a twin suicide bombing. The obvious eyes falling on religious extremists had reportedly threatened to attack Benazir Bhutto when she arrived in the country.
Christian Science Monitor reporter Shahan Mufti in Karachi. President Pervez Musharraf has denounced the attack and is appealing for calm. Well, they got their man in Thailand. A global manhunt has paid off with the arrest of Canadian schoolteacher Christopher Neal. He's the man accused of posting digitally altered images of himself having sex with young boys on the Internet. Andrew Drummond, a reporter with the Times of London, has details from Bangkok.
It's alleged that when he was a teacher in Bangkok some 4 or 5 years ago, he brought street boys back to his apartment and paid them for sexual services. The Thai police have now found three of those boys and have taken statements from them.
An Oregon man goes to court today on charges he raped his daughter and posted the video online. Kenneth Freeman was arrested in Hong Kong in May. Wild and deadly weather from Indiana.
Trees down, houses down. I mean, they've got the whole center of Napanee shut off.
To the Florida Panhandle. Tornadoes and strong thunderstorms raked a wide area of the Midwest and Southeast, damaging buildings, snarling travel, and knocking out power. At least three deaths are blamed on the storms. A happy ending in the West Virginia wilderness.
I just saw him. I saw a blonde head of hair. He was just laying down in the woods taking a nap.
That's Jeremy Renault, the first searcher to spot Jacob Allen, the 18-year-old autistic hiker who went missing Sunday afternoon during an outing with his parents.
You could just tell by his body language. He was hungry. He was thirsty. I think he was grateful to be found and be around people again.
After a quick meal of candy bars and peanut butter sandwiches, Allen was reunited with his parents. He was taken to a hospital where he remained overnight for observation. City leaders in San Francisco are debating a measure that would make it the only city in the country to offer safe zones where drug addicts could shoot up safely under a nurse's supervision. Vancouver, British Columbia has such a program, and San Francisco health worker Gary Zambrano, himself a former addict, thinks it's a good idea.
It's definitely a solution. People are going to have so many fears about it. But I think it would be a benefit for drug users. I think it would be a benefit for society.
Now, the White House is critical, saying it is not good drug policy. There may be a need for energy, but not if the environmental price is too high. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. And Steve, the state of Kansas has drawn a line over a new power plant.
It has, and it's a national first.
I've decided to deny the sunflower.
The decision from the Kansas Health Secretary cited carbon dioxide emissions as the reason for rejecting an air permit for a planned coal-fired electric plant. Thrilling environmentalists worried about global warming and greenhouse gases.
The CO2 emissions would have been significant.
The move's likely to kick up a long and costly court fight. Meantime, a new report says global warming could mean hotter fires threatening half of the forests in the West. CBS's Scott Pelley's working that story for 60 Minutes.
The University of Arizona did a study and says that a 1 degree rise in temperature in the West over the last 10 years has resulted in 4 times more forest fires.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. To the surprise of absolutely nobody, all three Colorado Republicans in the House who voted to uphold President Bush's veto of that bill expanding the popular S-CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program. Also no surprise, all four Colorado Democrats voting to override Bush's veto, including Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Mark Udall.
We have to go back to the drawing board. Kids have to be winners at the end of this at this process, and there are a number of ideas about the, out there about how we move forward.
Also, to the surprise of absolutely nobody, the sound of crickets chirping is the deafening silence of Udall's GOP Senate opponent Bob Schaefer, saying nothing about the S-CHIP controversy. The president of the University of Northern Colorado says Greeley's reputation as a haven for illegal immigrants who break the law is hurting the school's efforts to recruit students. Kay Norton says a forum last month that focused on crimes by illegals was, quote, most unhelpful. She says a sensationalized image of gangs running rampant in Greeley is frightening parents. And get your wallet out as the temperature goes down. Your utility bill is going up. Xcel Energy bill is going to be much higher next month.
So we're looking at really bills going up by more than double from this month, around $32 to around $70 next month.
Xcel says in the long run, though, the price of natural gas is going down. November bills this year are cheaper than last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. We still have problems out on westbound I-70. It's been shut down earlier this morning at Manila Road. That'll be out on your eastern plains just east of Bennett. Detours are in place there. It's due to a semi-fire that they are in the process of cleaning up. Southbound I-25, we have some construction that is left over from last night. They are in the process of picking that up, but it's causing some major delays at the Lyons Platteville exit there in Longmont. Everything looks pretty good here within the metro area. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
What kind of place are we living in here? Lord. Does anybody know? Because I can't remember where she had the concert. And did anybody go? All right, it's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. High today, going to be 70 degrees. It's going to be really nice, but check it out. Saturday night, a 50% chance of rain or snow and a low of 35. And then on Sunday, about a 50% chance of snow and a high of 39. And on Sunday night, a slight chance of snow and a low of 25. And I said to John, oh yeah, okay, we'll come in here on Monday morning at 5 a.m. Well, actually, I get here earlier than that. And we'll be in a good mood when it's cold out there. We'll be in a great mood. Can anybody say, do this show from Las Vegas? All right, good morning. It's Friday. We've got another chance for somebody to win in the Extreme Makeover White House Edition. That's coming up at 7:21 around there this morning. I've also got Broncos tickets to give away this morning. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about because there has been a lot going on just in the last 24 hours. And Fridays, we have guests and we do open phones. And so we have all of this stuff to do. So whatever it is you want to talk about, and open phones works this way. It's simple. It works this way. Whatever topic may be on your mind, you can go ahead and call at 303-713-7600, and you can talk about it. It doesn't make any difference what it is. By the way, I made a mistake yesterday, and I'm going to rectify that now. The Anti-Defamation League did issue a strong condemnation of Ann Coulter's comments about Jews. I did not read the press release and didn't know it was out there, and one of our listeners called the ADL, and the ADL sent me an email. Thanks to the ADL for excuse me for that. But I find it amazing that somebody like Don Imus gets kicked off for his comments, which, by the way, now he's back. I heard Ed Schultz talking about that the other day, about Imus being back and about how he deserves a second shot and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? Technically, he really does. But here's the sad part about it. The sad part about it is, in order to strike that deal and pay him that $8 million, what they're going to do, that's Citadel that owns ABC now, that owns those stations. That's WABC in New York, WLS in Chicago, KABC in Los Angeles. What they're going to, and KGO in San Francisco and WJR in Detroit, they won't touch Detroit or San Francisco, but what they'll do is they'll come in and they'll stick Imus on to do mornings in Chicago, and they'll also stick him on mornings on KABC, and that kicks out local talent. So what you've got is this, like, kind of not very amusing, kind of boring guy who's, I think, been over the hill for like years, and somehow he manages, you know, he's like Larry King. I mean, these guys just manage to hang in forever and a day. I mean, does anybody out here watch Larry King? Do you watch Larry King? That's got a Cleveland, hello. Does anybody watch him? The last time I saw him, he had on Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, and called Ringo John. And Ringo said, no, I'm Ringo. And it's like, hello, Larry. Okay. Yeah, here's the story. A man dressed in a black cape wearing a gas mask approached the stage where Annie Lennox was performing at the University of Colorado Tuesday night and frightened her into retreating backstage. This is according to the Daily Camera. Come on. Give me a break. No, I'd like to know. How do you get on the stage? That's how I'd like to know. What are you smiling for, John?
Well, I remember, this was, gosh, a few years back, I was at a Dave Matthews Band concert at Pepsi Center, and somebody threw some kind of knife or machete on stage, and it almost hit Dave Matthews. I think he's sworn to, like, never play in Denver again, but weird stuff going on at concerts these days.
Why would somebody throw a knife on stage? What's the point behind that? You go to these things, and you expect to have a good time, and then what ends up happening is a few jerks ruin it. Like, the last time that I went to anything that was fairly big was I went to see Steve Earle, who's marvelous in concert. I mean, he's really great live. And there were a bunch of people sitting behind us, and they were drunk. And they were carrying on, and then, of course, this always happens when people drink. I mean, this happens. Ask any police department anywhere in America. And I'm sure it goes on in Europe, too, and I'm sure it goes on everywhere else. You, and I hate to use this term on the air, because I know somebody's going to call up and say, that's really a sexist term. Okay, but it's true. You and the old lady get to drinking. And once you get lit up, then the domestic starts because you get into an argument over something. And then the drama plays out either in your house or the drama plays out in the aisle between the seats. So while you're sitting there listening to Steve Earle or whoever you've gone to see, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, I don't care who it is, Merle Haggard, Kenny Chesney, God forbid, Hannah Montana. Well, I don't think this would happen in a Hannah Montana concert, but you're sitting there. What happens? Half of you gets to hear the music. The other half is sucked up in the domestic that's going on, in the drama of the domestic as they start fighting. When I was a country music disc jockey, I used to see this all the time when you'd have to go to clubs on Friday and Saturday nights. I've even seen it a couple of times where husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend are rolling around on the dance floor punching each other. It's times like that I would ask myself, what is an evil Jewish kid like myself from Southern California doing, observing this kind of an event in El Paso, Texas? Anyway, that's the story with Annie Lennox. But that's true, though, about domestics. You ask any law enforcement agency. Also in the summertime on payday. Oh, also holidays. Ask any cop about this. Holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas. The whole family gets together. Everything's fine at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, 10 o'clock in the morning. Come 1 o'clock in the afternoon, though, Ma and Pa, Auntie and Uncle, and Grandma get to chugging. And then they get to fighting. I had a caller once call me and say that his family erupted into an alcohol haze-type binge-type fight in which Grandpa picked the whole turkey up off the table and threw it at Grandma. Nice. Of course, we all know that drinking's okay, but marijuana's not a good thing. Right? Do you know of anybody who smokes marijuana and gets into domestic abuses situations? Right? I mean, you invite people to your house for Thanksgiving, and you're smoking dope, and everybody's like, yeah.
turn the football game up, and man, I got the munchies, and give me some more stuffing.
Yeah, dope and tryptophan don't mix well together, right?
Yeah. Okay, but alcohol and tryptophan don't mix together at all. All right, let's get down to some serious business. 303-713-7600. All the lines are open. It's open phones. Let's get it on. We got tons of folks to talk to this morning and tons of stuff to cover, including the disappointment.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second. What are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
During the Right Now Factory Authorized Service event, we've got great deals on everything your vehicle needs, including fantastic offers on name brand tires. And our Ford trained technicians are the best in the business. Right place, right prices, right now. Only at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, this event ends soon.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquint, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquint to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquint's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires.
Hmm.
Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquint can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-A-Q-U-E-N-T or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
I was surfing online late one night when my eyes fell on an incredible sight. At MedVed Chevrolet, my trade is worth more. I could get a new truck, a new 4x4.
Do the smash.
Do the MedVed smash.
The MedVed smash.
You'll save lots of cash. At MedVed, you can lease a new Chevy Tahoe for 4 years at just $299 a month. And you can get 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Chevy trucks with your approved credit. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Now everything's cool. You'll save lots of dollars. MedVed's got a sale on new Impalas. Just $179 a month. A heck of a deal. The Chevy Impala is a great set of wheels. At MedVed Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedVed Chevrolet Castle Rock.
Impala C5686, 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, 22,683. Tahoe J81697, 12,000 miles a year, 41,048, 3,500 down, plus tax, title, fees, and first payment.
I'm just an American boy.
Steve.
Raised on MTV. And I've seen all the kids in the soda pop bands, but none of them look like me. I started looking around.
Should love that. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny, high today 70. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's good to have you along. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. And the S-chip. Okay, well, we saw what happened yesterday. All right, I can't sit there and go, But unbelievable. House Democratic leaders vowed Thursday to send President Bush another bill expanding government health insurance to 10 million children after failing to override his veto of a five-year, $35 billion bill. Defiant despite their loss in the House over the state children's health insurance program, Democrats said their strategy to alter the bill enough to attract 10 to 12 more Republicans. That's going to be their strategy. And they lost yesterday in the vote, and I looked, and yes, it's true. It's true. Once again, okay, rather than coming up with a solution of their own, rather than facing the situation, the Republican delegation from Colorado voted against it. Health care for kids. Let's start with Doug Lamborn, as a quote in the Denver Post this morning. I feel that SCHIP bill should put poverty-stricken children first. However, that simply is not the case with this piece of legislation. Okay, now, wouldn't you love to sit down with Doug Lamborn? Also, because the GOP's been circulating this around. Sit down with Doug Lamborn. Doug. SCHIP is for middle-class, lower-middle-class families that cannot afford health insurance for their children. It is not for poor kids because poor kids are covered under Medicaid. Oops. Lamborn, I guess, does not understand that. Somebody call Doug Lamborn's office down there in the Springs and go, Dougie, you know, you're a congressman. Don't you think you should, like, read what things are about? Now, why tell the truth when lying works better? Oh, here's another one they were circulating. SCHIP will help illegal aliens. No. Read the legislation. It does not cover illegal aliens. And even if it did cover children of illegal aliens, we've had this debate on this program before. A child is a child. Marilyn Musgrave. My priority is to ensure that children in Colorado enrolled in SCHIP continue receiving their medical coverage and the program is funded in a responsible manner. What's responsible, Marilyn? Is it responsible the way we're funding the war in Iraq? Oh, no, okay, there we can have irresponsibility. Tom Tancredo, listen to this. You'll love this from Terrible Tommy. Sustaining the SCHIP veto was a major success for Republicans. Today's vote sent a clear message that expanding the nanny state and raising taxes is completely unacceptable. Oh, all right. So it's the nanny state to ensure the health of a 6 or 10 year old child. Okay, then call me nanny. And unacceptable spending? Tom, have you ever said no to a funding request for Iraq? You talk about unacceptable spending. How about all the billions of dollars in government contracts that have been given? But here's part of the controversy. I want you to listen to this. This is part of the controversy of it. Representative Pete Stark went off on Bush and went off on the GOP like nobody's business. And I love Bill Press, but I heard Bill Press this morning talking about it between 4 and 4:30 this morning. And you're going to hear other folks on this radio station talking about it. That Pete Stark should apologize, that he went over the line. And you want to know something? I don't think he went over the line, and I don't think he should apologize. And, all right, here's what he said, and you can judge this for yourself.
The Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq, but you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
You want to know something? I think he's right. And John Boehner steps forward once again and says, oh, he calls on Pete Stark to apologize. Apologize. Oh, really, Boehner? Okay, here we go again, folks. Here we go again. All right? It's like, yeah, when Boehner and those guys do it, and Mitch McConnell's office leaks the information, you know, puts out phony information on the Frost family on the SCHIP controversy and all the sliming and mudslinging, but this is the old Republican trick again. Oh, but wait a minute. I call for him to resign. You know what, BS? I don't think George W. Bush gives a damn about those kids in uniform, our kids in uniform. I don't think he cares. And if there's any Republicans or conservatives out there, you want to call me and tell me I'm full of it and that I'm wrong and I'm disrespectful. I don't care. How many funerals has this guy gone to? None. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares because if he cared, he'd stop lying and he would stop this insane policy, but he doesn't do it. And so Pete Stark answers back with a slam And now we get back to this thing that I've been ranting and raving and railing about for weeks now, which is this whole thing about, well, we have to elevate the conversation, and that steps a little bit over the line, and we shouldn't be. No, you know what? We should. We should start telling it like it is. We should start telling it like it is. And actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. Anybody want to call me up who is Republican, who is conservative, who's just sliding down the dial in the darkness and hearing the crackling of the signal and finding me and hears me saying this and says, oh, yeah, well, this guy's a typical lib whiner and all this kind of, you want to call me at 303-713-7600? You want to say to me, well, listen, Jay, that's not fair to say that about George W. Bush. That's not fair to say that. And then I'll say, all right, then you name me one funeral he's gone to. One. Other than, well, no, one. Name me one. Name me one. I'm waiting. But he doesn't go to them. And I don't think he cares. And I'll tell you something. Mary and I both turned to each other last night and said, we don't think he cares. We don't think he cares. And here's something else. This is the big point. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Don't stand up there like John Boehner and demand that we apologize and demand that Pete Stark stop it and demand all of this. Don't do that when you guys do it on a regular basis. There's just pages and pages and pages of it going on. And if you don't do it, you have your surrogates do it. Your water carriers get up there and do it. Now, I admit that it's probably more comforting this time of the morning at 6:38 to 28 minutes away from 7 to talk about something else and, you know, like British singer Amy Winehouse getting busted for pot. And it's probably more comforting to, say, go to another radio station and listen to somebody with a lower tone of voice. But I got to tell you, as I've been saying now for weeks on end, I got like an open wound about this stuff. I am wound tighter. You know what? Here's something that Mary taught me. Here's a New Albany, Mississippi term. Okay? I am tighter than Dick's hat band over all of this. I am raging sick and tired of it all. I am aggressively sick and tired of it all. This thing about, oh, well, you know, and then people will pick out isolated incidents that where we've done it. Well, I hear Randy Rhodes, or I hear, hey, want to know something? We don't do enough of it. We don't have to lie. I've said this a million times. We don't have to lie. But what we do have to do is we do have to stand up, put our finger in their faces, and say, we don't have S-CHIP. We can't get out of Iraq. We don't have anything going on about immigration. And the reason we don't is because you keep standing in the way. And because Doug Lamborn, who's elected to the Congress of the United States, is not smart enough to discern the difference between Medicaid and S-CHIP. God, if I didn't have such a scandalous past, I'd run. But I'd have to admit to the following things. Smoking and taking drugs, having numerous sex partners, drinking, irresponsible financial behavior. Not to mention the fact of doing it until I have to wear glasses, which, by the way, today's the last day I'm going to be wearing glasses because I'm having LASIK done this afternoon. And numerous other things that have made me a petty criminal and a grifter. But if I didn't have all that in my background, what the hell, I'd run. Because I'm not that smart. But I know the difference between Medicaid and S-CHIP. I need to calm down. We need to talk about something else. But I warn anybody out there calling. I warn any of you calling. Particularly if you're conservative or a Republican. I warn you. You call me. You try to make any kind of an argument. I mean any kind of an argument about Pete Stark. And I'm going to light you up like a frickin' cherry bomb. I'm so upset. It's bad radio to have a raging guy on at 6:35 in the morning. You're right. It probably is bad radio. You should go to the mix. Oh. I'm sorry. That's the sound of the mix's audio signal. It's 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're doing well here in the metro area. Pretty much the standard ride, south on I-25, filling in from 104th to 84th. It's a little sluggish along that stretch. Same for eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. South on I-25 still affected in Longmont right at the Lyons Platteville exit. We had some construction that was still getting in the way. And westbound I-70 remains shut down at Manila Road out on the eastern plains. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, less windy day with a high of 70. Right now, fair and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pastrami sub today at your neighborhood Blimpy. Warm, thinly sliced smoked pastrami is topped with melted Swiss.
Are you concerned about the environment? Global warming affects us all. Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center and is an industry-leading advocate for ocean ecosystems. Ocean First Divers is 100% wind-powered, is moving towards energy independence, and has adopted the industry's first carbon offset program. Now, divers can purchase carbon credits to offset their CO2 emissions for their dive travel. So visit them online at oceanfirstdivers.com to plan your next dive adventure. There is a difference when you choose to dive with Ocean First Divers in Boulder at 30th and Bluff Street next to the Steel Yards.
Larry, does my butt look big in this bathing suit?
What? How would I know?
Well, look at it. Does it look big?
I don't know. Why are you wearing that in the office?
I'm booking a hotel on Orbitz, and it's between a beach resort or a ski lodge. I'm just trying to see what feels right.
Okay.
How about now? Do my thighs look too thick in these ski pants?
Yes.
The Orbitz Summit Ski Sale. Save $150 now on select hotels and popular beach and ski destinations at Orbitz.com. Offer based on 5 plus nights. Travel 10 107 331 a week. Book by 11-12-07. See site for details.
We'll come to your home or office and make your computer run like new. Or drop your computer off at our new service center near downtown Littleton for a totally free diagnostic checkup.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers. 303-548-1414.
Teenage drinking and driving is a national concern. Your friends at Ames Construction remind listeners that during a typical weekend, one teenager dies every hour in a car accident, and more than half are alcohol-related. As a parent, you can reduce the risk by talking with your youngsters today. Help them learn how to treat the privilege of driving with the respect it deserves. This is from Ames Construction, specialists in heavy highway construction. Ames Construction in Aurora, a business concerned with safety in our community.
Now through October 19th, get Comcast Digital Preferred Cable with on-demand and free HBO for just $39.99 per month for 3 months. That's over 50 more channels than standard cable, hundreds of free shows and movies, the power and control of on-demand plus the interactive program guide, and up to 8 free channels of HBO. The deal gets better. Get all your favorite networks and today's hottest movies. And don't forget to catch up on your favorite original HBO series like Curb Your Enthusiasm and the newest hit, Tell Me You Love Me. Plus, get hit movies like Dreamgirls, Aragon, Blood Diamond, and Happy Feet with HBO On Demand. Comcast Digital Preferred Cable. On demand and free HBO. Just $39.99 per month for 3 months. Now that's a deal. That's Comcasting. Hurry, this special offer ends October 19th. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq. But you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
Good for Pete Stark. Minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin, Raging Lunatic, mostly sunny, high today, 70. Hello to Tiger Dave on the prowl early this morning. Tiger Dave, you're the man. Keep those emails coming. Keep all those emails coming at am760.net. Also, the ones who even disagree, keep those coming, too. Some of them are pretty amusing, especially the guy who sends like 25 emails under all kinds of different names, but thinks that we don't recognize that because we can see his writing style. We're talking about the House failing to... Well, it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about, but I'm just ranting and raving about the House failing to override the veto of the Children's Health Bill, and Pete Stark has gone too far, and the whole hypocrisy of that argument by people who continuously sling mud and wallow around in filth, and then think that whole outrage when others do it. Yeah, I used to have this Barack Obama vision. Oh, let's all unify. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not Gandhi. Okay? This is not National Public Radio. I am not Gandhi. And I'll slug it out with any of you. Steve in the Highlands Ranch, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Okay.
I think that this is the kind of stuff that's just turning people off from politics. And, you know, if you're a Democrat, I think if you look at this, I think that what Pete Stark said is actually going to hurt the cause. I think he's going to turn off moderates. He's going to turn off people that are independent. He's going to turn people away.
Okay, so knowing that you're one of the conservative callers that I get,
mm-hmm.
Would you make the same argument towards John Boehner? Would you make the same argument towards Mitch McConnell? Would you make the same argument towards Rush Limbaugh? Would you make the same argument towards Adam Putnam? Would you make the same argument towards Wayne Allard? Would you make the same argument towards Bill Owens, Dick Wadhams? I mean, how many more names do you want me to throw out?
I would make the same argument towards politicians.
No, that's not what I want. You know, that's not what I want to hear from you. If you want to make a case that what he said is divisive, wrong, turns people off, is going to hurt the cause, then you need to tell me what damage is inflicted by the folks on your side who do the following things. Question people's patriotism. Question people's legitimacy. Question people's character. Question their morals. Lie about people's involvement. Lie about people's statements.
No, I don't disagree with that, Jay, but I'm...
Well, then why don't you say it?
Because I don't equate Rush Limbaugh and Randy Rhodes to politicians. I mean,
you know what? It's all part of the same pie. It's all part of the same pie of public discourse, and it's been going on now for 30-some-odd years, even longer in the case of the right, who's been going around pulling these strings since the 30s and smearing people and destroying their character and running people into the ground. And you know what our problem is? Our problem is we've done this, Steve. We've sat here and gone, We're too intellectual. We need to raise the discourse. BS. We're not going to raise the discourse. You know what? Hey, here's the deal. You want to play that game? You want to get down there? You want to go for it? You've been doing it a long time. Dick Wadhams brags about it. Karl Rove brags about it. Lee Atwater used to brag about it. Well, Jay Marvin's here to say, guess what? At 55 years of age, I have finally woken up to the fact that this whole thing about take the high road, it doesn't work. You want to get down into it? Fine. I can swim deeper, I can throw more, and I will.
Well, but I think that it's different for you. You are in a different realm than politicians are. Politicians should be a line that's not crossed.
Well, how come you don't say anything about Dick Cheney, for instance, turning around and insinuating and flat out saying that people like myself, okay, that our whole game is that we don't care about America and that we have no respect for the troops and that we're naive and on and on and on again. Hey, let me ask you something. What has this guy ever said or predicted that has ever come true? What? I wouldn't take him to a racetrack and let him handicap a $2.50 bet.
I understand, but you also have to understand, Jay, I don't have the same perspective on this issue as you do. So whether he is Nostradamus or he's not Nostradamus is irrelevant.
No, what's irrelevant about it is that he can engage in that behavior as a sitting vice president of the United States, and you wouldn't call up here and denounce him.
If he said something similar to what Stark said,
he said worse. He has said worse.
I can't remember him saying anything about.
Well, you know what?
Boys are dying.
Okay, here's the deal, pal. You got the internet. You got Google. Go type in Dick Cheney and go look at those comments. Go look at those quotes. Go look at them.
I know which quotes you're talking about, and some of his quotes are over the top. And
you'll never call here and talk about him. You only want to talk about us.
No,
game we keep getting trapped in every single freaking day of our lives. We get trapped into this BS about how, oh, you guys faint all this, like, this is over the top, this is over the line. Yet you keep doing it all the time. You know what you remind me of? You remind me of somebody, okay, who preaches, and son, if this doesn't sound familiar, you remind me of somebody who preaches about family values. You remind me of somebody who preaches about, the institution of marriage. Meanwhile, you're going to prostitutes, you're out seeing call girls, and on top of that, okay, you're in bathroom stalls with undercover officers. Thank you for the call. 6:45, 45 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jeez, I'm going to have a heart attack this early in the morning. I need to go to Front Range Preventive Imaging and have a heart scan. I'm going to blow up. I'm going to self-destruct. Not to mention the fact people are going to complain. Who's this loud guy on in the morning? Well, you know what? I'm mad. Okay. Let's check traffic now. With Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Not a bad ride for Friday. Southbound I-25 doing pretty well, in fact, through the downtown area. 38 to Spear, just a little bit busy now. Southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda is your slow spot in Aurora, and looks like westbound I-76 starting to line up just a bit toward your I-25 merge. Remember that westbound I-70 is shut down just east of Bennett. That's at Manila Road. Weather outlook today. Expect a nice day, mostly sunny skies, less windy. We're going to get a high of 70. Tonight a low of 40, and looks like another mild day tomorrow at 73. Right now, fair and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss a special demonstration of the Penrose St. Francis Heart Institute's Da Vinci surgical robot, making heart surgery possible with a smaller incision and faster recovery. See it Friday, October 19th from 10 to 3 p.m. at Park Meadows Mall, lower level next to Dillard's.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
6:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. I'll tell you something else that'll jack you around, make you mad. You go to a business, particularly you go to buy a car, and those people don't deal with you fairly, and then you just, it's like, you want to go to the auto store with a grenade launcher. Well, that's not going to happen at Rocky's Autos, because Rocky's Autos doesn't play that game, and that's one of the reasons why they've been around since 1982. They have a huge selection of late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. There's snow in the forecast, possibly for Sunday. If you need to do it four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, Rockies has got it, whatever it is. And by the way, gas is now up to $90 a barrel. So you need a gas zipper, you need Rockies. Matching down incentive plan, yeah, they got that. And numerous ways to finance, and great people, too. Like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Kobe Harris and all the gang out there at Rockies. Check them out. They're open 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, which means they're open until 9 tonight. And you can see them on the internets, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Whisk your loved ones away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes dance. The 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Information and tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
Calm down now. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, love with you. High today, 70. Chance next hour for somebody to win $760. Also, Kevin Nealon Saturday Night Live, numerous movies, comedy. The guy's funnier than hell, and we're going to have him on, too. Right now, though, we're going to talk to the world's smartest man. He's no stranger to this show, David Sirota, who is just one of the best guys in the world, and he's got a column that runs every Friday in the Denver Post. And, David, I know we're pressed on time here, only because I got all wound up and started ranting and raving about the S-chip thing. I apologize about that. Dave?
How you doing?
I don't want to talk to Jay this morning in the mood he's in. Okay, I'm all right. I got revved up about the S-chip thing. All right, let's talk about your column, which I find to be extremely interesting. The invisible culture of corruption. It's in the Denver Post today. One of the things that really got me about it is that you brought up Senator Bennett Johnson, and I thought everybody had forgotten about this guy. He's a former Democratic senator, and I believe he's from Utah. Am I correct about that?
Louisiana.
Oh, it's Louisiana. Okay.
That's right.
All right. And talk about how he and about these folks, how they tie in with what goes on in Washington and these 43 former Democratic office holders that signed this letter which demands Congress pass trade deals with Peru, Panama, and Colombia.
Right, they put out this letter and that said that Congress should pass this new series of NAFTAs, the Democratic Congress, and the reason it was an important letter was because, you know, Congress is controlled by Democrats, and the letter is written by 43 former Clinton administration officials and Democratic senators and congressmen. So it the people who are pushing these deals, the corporations, the lobbyists, they've been holding up this letter and saying, look, see, this proves that pushing these new NAFTAs is bipartisan and an objective, nonpartisan way to go. Well, what I did was I looked at the letter and I said, these people on this letter, there's something strange about them. And I went onto the web and I went on to look at some federal lobbying records, and I found that most of the people on the letter, they may be former Democratic office holders, but they are also currently corporate lobbyists, corporate lawyers, and corporate business consultants whose clients have a financial interest in passing these deals. Now, what's interesting about this is this was not reported at all in the media. The media, when this letter came out, it was billed as this wonderful, you know, this letter from these wonderful statesmen. You know, George Bush cited the letter in his speech. He cited Bennett Johnson. He said, thank you, Bennett Johnson, for signing this letter. You know, it takes great courage. Meanwhile, Bennett Johnson, as one example, runs Johnston & Associates, which is a big corporate lobbying firm in Washington that lobbies for energy, defense, and manufacturing companies that will benefit very much from trade deals that drive down wages, help outsourcing, and drive down environmental standards. And so, again, most of the people on this letter are corporate lobbyists, corporate lawyers, and corporate consultants, and the media has not said that at all. They have not exposed what I said is that inconvenient truth.
Okay. Do they not expose it because it's not in their interest, or do they not expose it because they are lazy and what you see, for instance, in most newspapers, say, on a Sunday, is repeats from other papers, most notably the New York Times and the Washington Post?
Right. I think it's a mix of all of it. I mean, you know, it starts at the top, if you will, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post. You know, why don't they mention it? You know, the New York Times, they had an editorial that praised the letter and said, you know, this letter comes from the leading lights of the Democratic
right.
Party. And you know, again, not mentioning something that's very easy to find out. You know, it takes 5 minutes to just look up and see if these guys are lobbyists or not. You know, I think it's probably part laziness, but I actually think what it is that the corruption is so, it's so common and so mundane in Washington that it's almost not newsworthy anymore to the people who were there. It's newsworthy to all of us because, you know, it's pretty shocking. But, you know, in D.C., the idea that the revolving door exists and that there's very little line between government officials and people lobbying the government, it's just so common that I think a lot of reporters just like, you know, it's not even news.
6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with David Sirota, the world's smartest man and the author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. And you've got a daily blog which can be found at workingassetsblog.com. facebook.com/Sirota and a column today in the Denver Post, distributed around the country by the Creators Syndicate Incorporated. You've got a line in here that I think would strike a chord with a lot of people. You're talking this thing about the media and about corruption and about the fact that it doesn't get reported. And you have this line in here: the whitewashing says a lot about the Washington Press Corps, but the affair says even more about the struggles within the Democratic Party. Okay.
Right.
As somebody, and you know, you've heard me say this on the air, you and I have had discussions off the air, I get this from a lot of other people too. As somebody who's barely hanging on by the tips of their fingers to this political party, and basically is there because there's no other place to go, it does say a lot about them. It says that they're sad, is what it says.
It does, and it says that for all the talk, you know, you've got a Congress that won't pass bills to end the war, that won't pass bills to do universal health care, but somehow it's about to pass four NAFTA-expanding trade deals, which, you know, weeks after a poll from the Wall Street Journal, of all places, shows that Republicans and Democrats in the country strongly oppose expanding NAFTA, strongly oppose this job-killing trade policy. And so what it says is that the party really is, as much as the election changed things, the party really is undergoing this struggle. I mean, I'm optimistic that there are people in Congress who are really trying to fight this stuff off, but it really shows the pernicious influence of money and the pernicious influence of former office holders using their power and their influence to try to lobby Congress on behalf, not of the, you know, it's not the party of the small guy, but on behalf of the big guys.
All right. In the little bit of time we have left, first of all, I got to ask you, how's your new book coming?
I turned it in. We're now in editing. So I'm today. The reason we're doing this early today is because I'm going fly fishing today.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Some people have it really good. Okay. The other thing is, in about the minute and a half we have left, comment about the S-chip vote.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody expected it was gonna be overturned. I don't think they had the votes to do it. I think that it's a tragedy that George Bush is trying to make a political statement and is going to put millions and millions of kids at risk. I think it is a good sign that the Democrats have unified around this. I mean, that's an encouraging sign that they use this. I mean, I think the whether they can pass it, it's a good question. You know, whether the Senate is going to capitulate, that's the biggest question. Everyone should be watching that. Is the U.S. Senate going to back down and capitulate to George Bush, a president who's at like 28% or 29% in the polls? I really hope not.
Reuters Zogby poll, he's down to 25%.
Right. So the issue is, again, the issue is whether, and I haven't been able to understand why, but that these Democrats many times seem to think that George Bush is a popular president and that they have to compromise or have to cower to him. You know, they need to remember he's Mr. 25%, and they should stand tall on this.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I hear Monty there in the background. David, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks, Jeff. Check out
David's column in the Denver Post today, and also check out everything he writes. He's the world's smartest man. Thank you, David.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
All right, coming up, we'll talk and get some laughs with Kevin Nealon coming up, so stick around.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
87. That number again, 303-577-4987. A Tom Martino referral list sponsor.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Paris, Missouri is cleaning up. It was one of the towns hit hardest by thunderstorms that stretch from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. Ron Presbulinski with the National Weather Service says the twister in Paris killed two people in a mobile home.
The tornado just came right down very close to the mobile home and it tossed the frame as well as the objects to north and east.
No one died in Napanee, Indiana, but the town is in a shambles.
It's a mess. Looks like we've lost three or four buildings completely.
One person died in Michigan. A different storm killed a Washington State kiteboarder and caused widespread power outages around Seattle. A three-year global manhunt for a suspected serial pedophile is over. CBS's Mark Phillips on the foreign desk tells us Bangkok, Thailand was the end of the line for Canadian school teacher Christopher Neal.
Thai police say at least three more victims have come forward since Neal's picture was circulated. The Thais, anxious to show they're cracking down on their legendary sex industry problem, made a big show of this arrest. Neal could face 20 years in a Thai jail if convicted.
You'll find them in other countries, but a proposal under consideration in San Francisco would make it the first American city to set up injection rooms where addicts could go to get a clean fix under medical supervision.
I think it's a really great idea. It would prevent infections, you know, as far as like hepatitis and HIV.
Not everyone agrees.
I think that that's absolutely ridiculous. And why are we going to encourage drug use?
San Francisco has anywhere from 11,000 to 15,000 intravenous drug users. Most are homeless men. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto escaped an attempt on her life, but a suicide bombing in Karachi last night killed more than 130 other people. CBS's Sheila McVicker as Bhutto's reaction to the attack.
Bhutto has said she will not be deterred by last night's blast, so that she will stay on to fight the election. But what happened last night is a taste of Pakistan's politics in the run-up to crucial elections, which the U.S. hopes will mark a return to democratic and civilian rule.
Question, what does the FBI want with David Copperfield? Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what do we know at this point?
Well, we know the FBI has raided the illusionist Las Vegas warehouse.
A dozen FBI agents stormed Copperfield's...
CBS TV affiliate KLAS reports a computer hard drive, digital camera system, and $2 million in cash were seized.
We have a brand new illusion.
Copperfield, a popular Vegas and TV performer, has been in contact with authorities, but the nature of the investigation is a public mystery. Frank?
Blues singer Amy Winehouse didn't have to go to rehab, but she did have to pay a $700 fine and spend the night in jail after she was arrested for marijuana possession in Oslo, Norway. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down about 5 points. This is CBS News.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTU-8 capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't let your severe driving punish your car's engine. Get to AutoZone now. Severe drivers are those of us who deal with extreme temperatures, drive in stop-and-go traffic, and make frequent short trips. So severe drivers need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX and a Bosch oil filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Protect your engine. Get to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. To the surprise of no one, all three Colorado Republicans in the House have voted to uphold President Bush's veto of the S-CHIP program. All four Colorado Dems voting to override that veto, including U.S. Senate contender Mark Udall.
The charges that this is government-run health care, that this would allow people who make significant income to be covered, just don't hold up to scrutiny.
Doug Lamborn, Tom Tancredo, and Marilyn Musgrave all voting to uphold the veto. Musgrave claims she's introduced legislation that offers Congress a way to move forward. She says it would offer coverage to kids and families with incomes of $41,000 or less. University of Northern Colorado President Kay Norton says Greeley's reputation as a haven for illegal immigrants who break the law is hurting UNC's efforts to recruit students. She says a forum last month that focused on crimes committed by illegals was most unhelpful. That forum was held by Weld County DA Ken Buck, who disputed the assertion that it hurt UNC. He says enrollment was down in August. The meeting was held in September, so he doubts that meeting had anything to do with it. Your Xcel Energy bill on the way up.
So we're looking at really bills going up by more than double from this month, around $32 to around $70 next month.
Company's Mark Stutz says November's the first full winter heating month, and with increased demand, the market price goes up too. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Southbound I-25, we've got a major issue there, kind of crash near 84th. We've got major backups, and now starting at about 136th all the way down to that location. One on the eastbound side of I-72, vehicles at Peoria, dealing with that shutdown that had a semi-fire there that's been that way for most of the morning, westbound I-70 east of Bennett, and looks like southbound I-25 still having some trouble around the Lyons Platteville exit. That's due to construction. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expected to be mostly sunny with a high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy, 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event. We've got great deals on everything your vehicle needs, including fantastic offers on name brand tires. And our Ford trained technicians are the best in the business. Right place, right prices, right now. Only at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, this event ends soon.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, let's laugh a little bit here, and we'll also get away some money. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 70. Jay Marvin along with you. Kevin Nealon is with us. You know him from Saturday Night Live. You also know him from television. You know him from movies. You know him from the HBO Showtime special. Showtime. No, I don't know why I said HBO.
Everybody says HBO.
Do they?
Yeah. They say, we don't get HBO. But they don't get a show.
No, but Weeds is on Showtime.
Weeds is on Showtime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're out doing a stand-up comedy, which is what, your first love?
It is. It's what I started off doing. It's, you know, we were just talking about this on the break, that it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I did it. My intention was that's all I wanted to do was stand-up, and then the acting kind of came by fluke, and the other things turned up. And but I continued doing stand-up throughout everything, Saturday Night Live years and all those movies I did, and up to this day I still do it.
You were raised, according to your official bio here, you were raised in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Okay. What age were you when you said to yourself, I'm going to go to Hollywood? Because isn't that like a mythical American thing, like go west and...
Yeah. Well, you know, growing up in Connecticut, you know, you always have this, you know, this interest in California, if you've ever been there, or, you know, this curiosity about it because, you know, it's the West Coast and there's blonde women out there, you know, and that's where the Beach Boys are, and they're surfing and, you know, skateboarding, and that's where it's happening. You know, it's so different from the East Coast and Boston and Connecticut and New York, you know, and this is a whole nother world out there. And so I've always had an interest to go there. And then, you know, when I got to be about 19, 20, I started to have an interest in comedy. I started watching all these shows on TV. And I mean, I watched them before that. I see these comics on, like, The Tonight Show and Merv Griffin. And I love that whole concept of somebody getting up there and being funny and being so interesting and telling these jokes and making us laugh, you know. And each one was different, you know. And they had their own little, you know, personality traits, and then I started memorizing jokes from the back of the parade section of the magazine, the Parade magazine, And they had my favorite jokes back there by different comics. And I would go to, like, neighborhood parties and kind of personalize them, make them my own. You know, like, I remember one was, hey, did you hear about this guy? This is crazy. This guy robbed a fire truck. And he was arrested 2 hours later by some guy who robbed a cop car. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. So I knew they had comedy clubs in the West Coast. And I had checked out a few of them in New York, like the Catch a Rising Star and the Improv. And the audiences were just so brash. You know, they're New Yorkers and the comics were tough, you know. And I knew the West Coast was more laid back. And I was more of a laid back guy. And I thought, let me go out to L.A. This will give me a chance to see California and also check out the comedy scene there, too, at the same time.
So you go at what age?
I 23.
All right, you get there.
I get there, and, you know, it's California. I went with a friend of mine. We took my grandfather's car that had 100,000 miles on it. We drove cross country. We took, like, 2 weeks to get out there, and car broke down a few times, and we pull into L.A. I check out the Improv. I didn't tell my friend I wanted to go out there to do stand-up. We just both wanted to go out there and, you know, check it out.
Sure, have the adventure, go look.
Yeah, and so we ended up in San Diego for a couple of months, and this was around October. And we hooked up with Manpower, which is a temporary help, you know.
I've been to Manpower.
Yeah, I've been to Manpower.
Yeah, several cities.
Yeah, so you can work as much as you want during the week. You know, you can work, find your own hours, but they're crap jobs.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Jobs. Yeah, they're the worst.
So we both got offered a job working as a department store Santa Claus in San Diego. So we both did that for November and December. And then I took off to L.A. and started hitting the comedy clubs, putting together an act. I never came back.
Okay.
Yep.
First time you get up there. What was that like?
First time I got up there, first of all, I remember I started writing my own material, which you have to do, and I taped together typewriter paper. So I had a big scroll. You know, I had a scroll that I rolled up, and I kept in the car. And it took me a long time to actually get the nerve to get on stage, because I hate public speaking at the time. I hated it. And in school, I would break out in cold sweat, and I could not do it. And so I remember waiting in my car in front of the Improv on Hollywood, you know, in Hollywood on Melrose Avenue. And that's the famous improvisation where all these famous comics, you know, perform. And it was open mic night, and I would not get out of the car. I was afraid if I got out of the car, they would know I was there, and I would have to get on, you know. So I stayed in the car. And I was coming in from Downey, which is in, you know, Orange County. You know where that is. So it's about a 45-minute drive, hour drive. I was sleeping on a friend's couch, a guy I used to lifeguard with in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He was a substitute teacher. Too much information. So anyway...
No, not enough.
Okay.
Not enough.
So the next week I would drive in, and then I would go into the club. But I wouldn't go into the showroom. I would just hang out in the bar and kind of look around.
Oh, wow.
I remember sitting at the bar, and this is like, you know, I'm new to Hollywood. I'm sitting at the bar, and on my left is Marty Feldman. Remember him?
Sure, I do.
Yeah. And with the wacky eyes.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of those great movies, Young Frankenstein, I think he was in that. But, and then I go get up and I go to the bathroom and walk down the hallway, and Travolta's leaning up against the wall in the hallway, you know, talking to somebody. I thought, oh, my God, this is the place to be. So it took me a while to actually get into the showroom. You know, I get there and, you know, you put your name in the hat and they pull your name out. And it's so political, too, because, you know, people know the host and he puts more people on first. And, you know, when it's crowded, it's a good crowd. And I remember being in there one night and I put my name in the hat. You know, I was really getting courageous. I put my name in the hat and they pull my name. And it was just, it was like prime time. And I was just too nervous to go up. So they call my name, Kevin Nealon. And everybody's looking around. I start looking around, too, to see if I can see him. And I never went up. But eventually I went up like at 1:30 in the morning. There was like five people in the audience. And that's when I was hooked, you know. And
how'd it go?
It went good. It went good. There's only five people. There was one guy that drove in with me from Downey. And then a table of, like, just tired, drunk people that didn't care. But it was just getting up on the stage where, you know, Freddie Prinze used to perform. And,
yeah.
You know, Richard Pryor, Steve Martin, Andy Kaufman. And I could say that I got up on that stage and I did stand-up comedy, you know. And then that's all you need. It's like heroin. You're hooked.
And so you kept going from there.
I kept going from there. And I eventually got a job as a bartender at the Improv, that Improv. And so I get to hang out there all the time, and I'd see all these comics that I recognize from TV coming in. And even ones I didn't recognize, you know, I'd see them coming on. Or some of the comics from New York would come out, because it was the Improv in New York, too. And I thought, oh, there's that guy from New York. That was that comic, the tough comic. He's working here, too. Oh, my God. And I would, you know, start talking to these people and kind of find out about comedy and watch them. And I remember going up and looking through the peephole in the office upstairs watching Andy Kaufman on stage because you couldn't get in, the room was so packed, or Robin Williams. You know, and this was like during Mork and Mindy period. You know, Robin would come in and with suspenders, and he'd go through the kitchen because it was so crowded. And just to be a part of this. And I remember answering the phone once, and it was Steve Martin asking for Bud Friedman, the owner of the club. He wanted to see if he could come in and perform. And I said, I'm pretty sure he'll let you come in, but I'll see if I can find him. Can't wait to see you, you know, and then he'd come in. And
now we're sitting here at 7:15 in the morning. Now that's you.
Drunk. Totally drunk.
No, we're not drunk. No, but now that's you.
Yeah.
Now that's you. When you look back on that.
Yeah. 20 some odd years later.
You find that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You really?
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling them before, my friends, I said, it's amazing how fast time goes by, too, you know. I remember telling people, they say, how long have you been doing comedy? I say, I've been about like 3 or 4 years. And they go, oh, wow, that's cool. I say, yeah, I'm kind of new to it. And now it's been almost like 27, 28 years. I've been doing it.
Saturday Night Live. You know now you have a place in history. You have a place in history anyway, but now you know you really do because everybody is like, Saturday Night Live is like, okay, how did that happen?
Well, at the time I was living in a house in Hollywood Hills with another comic and a writer, and we had an apartment over our garage that Dana Carvey would rent when he came down from San Francisco, and he'd spend time down there. So we were friends, and I knew him from the stand-up circuit, and we used to run around the Hollywood Reservoir a lot. We used to like to jog. And he got on the show that one summer in 86. And at the time, I was dating Jan Hooks, who was a comedic actress, mm-hmm. and she was also up for the show, but she hadn't gotten it yet. So I was reading Backstage Live, Saturday Night Live, you know, trying to... I was happy for them and excited, and I kind of wanted to be part of it, but I never thought ever that I would be on that show because I was a stand-up. You know, I didn't do characters or sketches. And I think it was around August, Dana called me from Long Island. He was at Lorne Michaels' house, the producer's house, and he was in the back room. It was a very, secretive call. It was like, hey, I'm at Lorne's house.
Oh, wow.
Paul Simon's in the other room, and Chevy Chase. And, hey, I think they're looking for another guy on the show. You know, they still need, you know, another person on the cast. So maybe, I think they're going to ask you to send in. I told them about you, and I think they might have you send your tapes in. I thought, yeah, sure, whatever, you know. Because they would always come through L.A. looking for people to be on that show. And you'd have to have a really high-powered agent or, you know, be really have a lot of heat on you to get an audition. And I never even, you know, attempted that. So I sent my tapes, and I had done The Tonight Show and Letterman. And so Dana calls me back like a few days later. I think they like your tape. You wouldn't believe it. Steve Martin's in the other room. And, Dan Aykroyd. Really? Are you kidding me? and sure enough, they flew me in. And I thought it would just be me, you know, maybe a couple other people. But it's like, it seemed like there's like 20 or 30 people that are flying in. You know, even the pilot came out of the cockpit. Is this funny? You guys think this is funny? Think this will work for me?
You're right. Everybody's in line.
Yeah. Just like it's so typical. So, you know, I did my thing. I did a couple of characters that Dan and I used to fool around with in the parking lot. And some of my stand-up, and he met with me a couple weeks later, the producer in L.A., and he offered me a job on Saturday Night Live. And I said, let me think about it over the weekend. He saw through me. He goes, all right, well, you think about it, and we'll see you in New York on Monday.
You actually said to him, let me think about it over the weekend?
Yeah.
Now, what prompted you to say that? You just want to be tough? That was a negotiating position, or you were so shocked you didn't really know what to say?
Well, no, it was a negotiating position, which was inspired by my manager, who also managed him, you know.
Okay.
So, in hindsight, I look at it, and I think, let's see. The producer talked for about an hour nonstop, and I listened with our manager there, and then he excused himself to go to the bathroom. It was almost like a con game, you know.
Yeah.
And then he left and then gave me time to talk to my manager. And he said, well, you know, you should think about it. Brad Gray was my manager at the time, who now heads up Paramount. And he goes, you know, they're only offering you a job as, you know, a feature player. We should get a writer's credit, too, you know, and tell them, you know, let's tell them we'll think about it over the weekend. You know? So I said, okay. Meanwhile, I want to just say, yes, 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 let's go.
Sure, I'll do it for $5.50 an hour.
I'll
right?
be an usher, yeah, whatever.
I'll sweep the floor and I'll be on TV.
So as I was saying it, yeah, let me think about it over the weekend. It was more like, here's how I heard it in my head. Yeah, let me think about it over the weekend. Please don't think, don't get rid of me. Don't see somebody else.
Don't wake up and go, We made a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's fabulous.
So that's how that happened.
That's fabulous. And I mean, you're one of these guys. You're one of these guys that, and I know you don't have it, but you're one of these guys that, like, you just love to stick on here for an hour and pick you apart about all of these stories and all these things, like Hans and Franz.
Yeah. Hans and Franz, we were making fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I love that. I love that.
And I bet you do. And we didn't know him. You know, we saw him on a Showtime up close and personal thing when we were touring one summer. And I called Dana and I said, you should turn on Showtime, look at this Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we started talking like him for the rest of the tour.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, you know, it's not even like Arnold, it's more like Hans and Franz. You know, Arnold is different, but, you know, it's kind of an Austrian accent. And we find the girly men, and we stretch the love handles out into a bag, and they could climb into the bag and carry themselves out to the trash, my friend. All right, enough talk, we're not here to talk, you know. So we kind of added those things, and, you know, the girly man thing, and then we heard one day that Arnold wanted to come on the show and be in a sketch with Hans and Franz. And we were just so stymied by that, because we looked at each other and said, doesn't he know that we're making fun of him? Doesn't he know that?
He didn't get it.
And then
maybe he did get it.
I think he got it.
And wanted to be part of it anyway.
He wanted to be part of it, and that's why I think he's so successful. But we ultimately thought he was coming on the show to kill us.
Beat the crap
Terminator showing up. So he came on, they came and got us in the dressing room. They said, Arnold's in the dressing room. He wants to talk to you guys. And we started freaking out. We're like two kids going to the principal's office. You know, we get there, and it's full of cigar smoke. He's got the script in one hand that we wrote and a cigar in the other hand. He looks up through the cigar smoke and he says, hello, fellas. Now, how am I supposed to do the accent? So right then we knew he had a sense of humor. And he's a smart guy. He kind of used us for the next few years, you know, for his benefits and fundraisers, like these bodybuilding things. And, you know, we had to fly all over the country with these Hans and Franz costumes on, you know. But you can't say no to Arnold. We became his bitches after a while is what happened.
Yeah. You're on the road with him.
Yeah.
Lugging his...
Yeah, you guys grab my suitcases. You know, I have some extra clothes. I'll put them in your love handles.
All right, hang on. Can you stick around just a little longer?
I think so.
Can you? No. We're not going to let you out the door.
Okay.
Just wait around. I got to do some stuff here.
Right.
722, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Kevin Nealon with us for Hans and Franz and movies and comedy. And we'll ask him where he's appearing here in Denver. And we'll talk to him more about all this. Stick around. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Plus, we'll give away.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. And snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
There. Weather outlook today should be a nice day with mostly sunny skies, less winds, high of 70. Tonight, clear, cool, and 40. And right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss a special demonstration of the Penrose St. Francis Heart Institute's Da Vinci surgical robot, making heart surgery possible with a smaller incision and faster recovery. See it Friday, October 19th from 10 to 3 p.m. at Park Meadows Mall, lower level next to Dillard.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder system, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this system, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This system is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
I was surfing online late one night when my eyes fell on an incredible sight. At MedBed Chevrolet, my trade is worth more. I could get a new truck, a new 4x4.
Do the smash. do the MedVet Smash.
The MedVet Smash.
You'll save lots of cash. At MedVet, you can lease a new Chevy Tahoe for 4 years at just $299 a month. And you can get 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Chevy trucks with your approved credit. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Now everything's cool. You'll save lots of dollars. MedVet's got a sale on new Impalas. Just $179 a month. A heck of a deal. The Chevy Impala is a great set of wheels. At MedVet Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedVet Chevrolet Castle Rock.
Impala C5686, 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, 22683. Tahoe J81697, 12,000 miles a year, 41048, 3,500 down, plus tax, title, fees, and first payment.
Hi, I'm Rita Bertoli, and I'm running for Lakewood Mayor to give citizens a voice in their local government. Help me preserve open space, fight for responsible growth, and protect private property and small business interests. Vote Rita for mayor.
Paid for by Rita versus Goliath.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I asked Congress to appropriate additional money, $760 more, to the people.
And it could be
your money.
All right, let's give away money. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what this is, the Extreme Makeover White House Edition. James Wyatt and Boulder. James Wyatt and Boulder. You got 7 minutes to roll out of the sack. 7 minutes and 60 seconds to roll out. Call us right now, James Wyatt of Boulder, 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760, and claim your $760. Get to it. Only Progressive Club members can win, so register today by clicking on the Extreme Makeover White House Edition link on the front page of am760.net. James Wyatt of Boulder, we're looking for you because we have $760. And if you don't give it, you know, if you don't call in and you don't win, Kevin and I'll take the money.
Yeah, we'll take it. We've got a lot of good use for that money.
Sure, we can go to Blackhawk and gamble it.
Blackhawk?
Central City. Go up there and go up there and gamble. You gamble, don't you?
I like to gamble. Yeah, I hate to lose, though.
Yeah, well, most people do.
I was at a casino up in Lake Tahoe a couple months ago. This guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, buddy, you got $500? I need to get my wife into the hospital. It's emergency surgery, and that's the admittance fee." I said, "How do I know if I give you the $500, you're not going to spend it on gambling?" He goes, "Oh, I got gambling money."
Oh,
sorry.
No, that's okay. I had to think about it for a second, and then I thought, you know, and I thought to myself, yeah, that's a pretty clever come on.
Yeah,
and a pretty good, pretty good answer. Do you like? I mean, look who the people you worked with. Steve Martin, you worked with Jack Nicholson, all these folks, and here you are. You're going to be at the Comedy Works tonight, and you got two shows, 8 and 10, and also Saturday night, 6:30 and 8:30, and you're on Weeds on Showtime. If I had to say to you, okay, Kevin, you got to pick between all this stuff, would you pick doing stand-up comedy? Would that be your number one thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's so immediate, you know, and I'm in more control. And it's like we talked about earlier. It was my passion, and it's really what I got into the business for, and it's what I've continued to do for the last 28 years.
But you also write. Because you have to write your own material.
Yeah.
You were talking about getting a writer's credit on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
What's it take for guys like us, normal people?
$500.
No, you know what I'm going to say.
That's the admittance fee.
What? What does it take to be funny?
Fear. I think fear is the answer to that one. You know, it's because you're looking for approval, I think, and you're looking to please people. And that's a great thing about being a comic for someone that's a people pleaser is you get a whole room full of people that you're pleasing all at once. Unless you don't please them, then that's a terrible nightmare. But I think some people are, I think it's kind of the way you're raised, too, you know, your environment. My parents were very supportive and funny themselves and good laughers and kidding around a lot. So it made it safe to try to be funny. And also you're looking at things in a kind of a twisted way too. You know, you're not taking everything for surface value. You're kind of looking behind it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you insecure?
I think in certain ways I am, but overall I'm pretty confident. I think I've never been more confident in my life than I am now. I remember. I think I'm secure with the ways that I protect myself from being insecure. You know what I mean? Like when I did Saturday Night Live, the first time, you know, the first show, I was terrified. I was very insecure, like everybody else. And my sketch was like last on the show. And so I had to sit through the whole show and worry about it and worry about it. And then I finally convinced myself, nobody watches this show anymore. Because the year before us, you know, it was the lowest ratings ever, and they were thinking about pulling the plug. And I said, nobody watched this show. It's probably just the people here in the room. And these cameras aren't even loaded with film. You know, they're going to pull the plug on this thing next week, so who cares? And that's how I protected my insecurity and made me confident. It was a false sense of confidence.
You ever get up there and get heckled?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that like?
It's great. I love it.
Do you?
No, I don't get really heckled that much anymore. You know, heckling is really, I don't even think it exists anymore unless people are drunk. And then it's kind of just an annoying heckling, you know, where they're not making sense. You really can't converse with them, and they're just distracting, and they have to be removed from the club. And usually we have a keyword, you know, a little code word that we say to get them out of the club.
Oh, are you going to give us a code word?
Yeah, get him out. But, you know, the worst heckler I ever had was a friend of mine in Dallas. I went to perform at a club there. This is back in the late 80s. And I knew this woman who was going to be out of town, but she said that her roommate would love to come to the show. Would it be all right if she came? I said, sure, yeah, it'd be all right. Could you pick her up? I said, oh, okay. So I went to the condo and picked her up. She's very nice. And we get to the club, and she starts drinking. And by the time I get on, she is totally wasted. And she's just heckling me, you know, and just drunk and not making sense and ruined the whole show, basically. And then I'm in the lobby afterwards talking to the club owner, and everybody else has left. And they said, you should get your friend. She's passed out at her table. I said, well, first of all, she's not my friend, you know. And so I went and I got her. I had to carry her out of the club over my shoulder, put her in the car, drive her back to my friend's house, bring her in the house, put her on the couch, lay her down. And then I was worried that she might, you know, throw up and choke on her own vomit. So I had to sit there and wait until my friend came back from wherever she was to keep an eye on her.
You know, that shows what a really nice, decent guy you are, because if it had been me, I don't let her walk home. I don't let her find her own.
She couldn't walk home.
I don't care. Then she'll sleep there.
Yeah.
You're a lot bigger hearted. Listen, I wish you could stay longer. I know you can't. And I urge everybody to get out to the Comedy Works. That's tonight, 8 and 10, two shows. And also on Saturday night, 6:30 and 8:30. You can get tickets at comedyworks.com, or you can call them at 303-595-3637. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Jay. Coming by, man.
Pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, really good time. Thanks so much. All right, 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Kevin Nealon, and you can also see him on Showtime on Weeds, too. All right, let's check traffic. Gina.
Get a head start.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25, we have a crash, or did have one, at 84th Avenue. Looks like they cleared that. Still very slow, though, approaching 120th. Southbound 225, we actually have a crash in the median. Multi-cars there at Alameda. So we're seeing the slowing on both directions. The northbound lanes between Parker and Alameda, that's due to the Curiosity slowing. And we had a crash as well on eastbound I-70 at Peoria, really slowing down your ride through there. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day, less windy with a high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Does your computer make a turtle seem fast? As a Dell premier partner, PC Answers expert consultants can help you decide which Dell computer is right for you. Then we'll deliver and set up your new Dell at your home or office and make sure that everything works perfectly. Fast, simple, painless.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works, but we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves now at your local grocery store or available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at a higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
Thanks again to Kevin Nealon. Tonight at the Comedy Works, 8 and 10 o'clock, and then Saturday night, 6:30 and 8:30, you can get tickets at comedyworks.com or call 303-595-37. Okay, so as I'm giving the phone number, John takes it off the screen. 3637, and John takes it off the screen. All right, back to open phones here at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, and I was in the middle, before Kevin came on, we were in the middle of talking about the S-chip thing, but you can get into anything you want to this morning. It doesn't make any difference. That's how it works. And then after 9 o'clock, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who's changed my life. There have been a couple of people who have changed my life, and one of them, of course, is Mary, who I've been married to for 27 years. Family values, even though we're not supposed to have any of those, right? And this guy did, too. Also, I want to tell you, too, that coming up in about an hour, a little bit less than an hour, give you a chance to win some Broncos tickets, too. And I know what you're thinking. How come you don't have any Rockies tickets, Jay? Well, nobody has any Rockies tickets. And by the way, there's still articles today in the paper, both in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, about how people are upset. We talked about this the first hour yesterday morning, about people are upset in order to get tickets, you got to get online in order to get those tickets. And a lot of people don't think that that's fair. And I said yesterday morning, I mean, I favor the old-fashioned way. Because I like the spectacle of it and the excitement of it all, of where you would, you know, go down a course field and wait in line to get your tickets. There's also this whole thing, too, about who's going to throw out the first pitch, and thinking about people to throw out the first pitch, and who's that going to be. Also, getting back to the S-chip thing, John, do we have the Pete Stark cut? Okay, this is going to dominate. This is going to dominate this story. And I was talking about it earlier, that Bill Press this morning, and I love Bill Press. I mean, I think, for me, Bill Press, who's on before me, it's one of the best shows on this radio station. Okay? I really like him a lot. But I just disagree with him about this. Because he was talking about how Pete Stark went over the line, and Pete Stark auto apologize. And then, of course, John Boehner gets up there and starts talking about how Pete Stark needs to apologize. And I have been ranting and raving about this, and I've ranted and raved at some guy this morning, Steve in Highlands Ranch, but I've been ranting and raving about this now for 2 to 3 weeks, that these guys like Boehner and the rest of them, that they get up and that they demand that, you know, suddenly that we apologize, that Pete Stark apologize, that we stop this, that you stop it, I stop it, that we all stop it, and let's elevate the conversation and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they're doing it every single frickin' day, and on top of that, we continue to lay down and get run over. Now, why didn't S-Chip make it? S-Chip didn't make it because the Republicans stopped it. Because you got people like Doug Lamborn in Colorado Springs, who said that, I feel that S-Chip, that the S-Chip bill should not, should put poverty-stricken children first. However, that simply is not the case in this piece of legislation. This guy's a sitting congressman who doesn't understand that Medicaid is for poor kids and that S-Chip is to give kids like Graham Frost, who are middle and lower middle class, help with extraordinary health care bills, extraordinary medical bills. But Lamborn doesn't understand that. Tom Tancredo calls it the nanny state. You hear this a lot from these people. Well, then call me a nanny, Tommy. Na-na-na-na-na. Okay? Because I'm not about to go to somebody and say, listen, your 10-year-old kid, well, he's got a brain injury, we can't help you. I'm just not into turning kids down for health care. And then they tell all kinds of wild lies. Well, this is going to help kids of illegal immigrants. No. Read the legislation. But anyway, here's Pete Stark. Listen to this.
The Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq. But you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
Hey, I say Pete Stark ought to throw out the first pitch at the World Series. That's my nomination. Good for you, Pete. Good for you, Congressman. Because when we heard this last night, Mary and I, we heard this last night, she turned to me and I turned to her and we did it at the same time. And we both said the same thing. We really don't think that George W. Bush cares. We think that he's amoral, and we think he doesn't care. He's more concerned about his place in history rather than these kids' lives. And I said it earlier this morning. Name me one funeral he's gone to. We can't even see pictures of the coffins coming home because they're blacked out. So good for Pete Stark. He doesn't need to apologize, and we should stop apologizing. And I may be on a one-man gravy train to destruction here with this feeling. But it's the way I feel. And I was ranting and raving, and the volume was up this morning at 6:35. A lot of people might say, oh, you know, I can't listen to you. I mean, that's too loud in the morning. Well, sorry. I'm as tight as Dick's hatband over this. I am tired of getting run over and being insulted and having stuff go on, and it's acceptable. I'm going to tell you something. I make a pledge to you. I'll make a pledge to you. Not that it would matter, I guess. But I'm also going to make it to myself. The next time I'm in public, the next time I have to go to something, and a conservative. Now, I don't want to use the term conservative. Because there are rational, good conservatives out there. Let me repeat that. There are rational, good conservatives out there. There are rational, good conservatives out there. There are rational, good conservatives out there. Because I don't want anybody to call and say you're lumping us all together. But the next time I encounter some wing nut that makes some crack about John Kerry, about John Edwards, about Hillary Clinton, about Barack Obama, next time I encounter some wing nut that makes some crack, and normally I sit there and say nothing about it, I'm going to say something. I don't care if I get kicked out of the frickin' room. I'm going to say something. Now, if I'm putting too much anger and too much angst out over the radio over this, I'm sorry. I apologize. We can always talk about Amy Winehouse getting busted for pot in Sweden or wherever the hell it is that it happened. Do we have any Winehouse music? Is that her name? John, don't tell me you're getting less hip than me. Yeah, Amy Winehouse. He doesn't know her. You don't know who Amy Winehouse is? British singer Amy Winehouse, who has publicly battled drug addiction, has been arrested for marijuana possession in Norway and briefly held by the police.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been.
Are you sure this is Amy Winehouse or is this Britney Spears?
This is the song. This is it. Yeah, this is Amy Winehouse's hit. I know the song. I just didn't know the artist.
Okay, so we can talk about this. And I can do the show in very laid-back, kind of, you know, National Public Radio terms. This is your world, and this is Jay Marvin. Good morning, 7:44. Or I can do what I really want to do, which is to raise my voice and say I'm tired of swimming through mud and crap, and people like John Boehner and the rest of them who have lived in filth and squalor all their political lives and keep... Because Boehner's up there, oh, Pete Stark needs to apologize, and keeps dumping all this filth on us. You know what? Hey, I'll tell you something, pal. I'm going to turn the sewage disposal hose back on you. And I tried to live in this Barack Obama world, too, by the way. Well, we should all come together, you know. But it doesn't work. And I don't consider myself, and I know a lot of people fall into this category, we do not consider ourselves to be raging left-wing lunatics. We consider ourselves to be pretty moderate on a lot of things, and we consider ourselves to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And I don't see we're helping kids out with health care. I don't see that as being a conservative or liberal position. I don't see that as being a political question. I think that I see that as being more... like a human thing. Could you say to like a 10-year-old kid, no? How would you do that? Or a 15-year-old? Actually, let me ask you a question. And it's open phones. We can talk about anything. But let me ask you a question. I really want to know what the answer to this is. If you were driving down Colorado Boulevard, if you were driving down, just name a main street in the community that you live in, or even a side street, and you saw a guy laying on the sidewalk, and he was in pain. Maybe he was having a heart attack. Maybe he had tripped and fell and hit his head. But he needed help. Would you stop and help him? Or would you drive on and ignore him? Now, I think there's a percentage of people out there who would drive on and ignore him. But I know that I would stop. And I'm willing to bet that the majority of you would stop. And I'm willing to bet that the majority of Americans would stop. And that they would try to do something. To get the guy help. And to alleviate his pain. And whether that help was dialing 911, giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, whatever. You'd do it, wouldn't you? John. Give me a main street in Highlands Ranch.
Highlands Ranch Parkway.
Okay. You're driving down Highlands Ranch Parkway. You see a guy on the sidewalk. He's in pain. He's either having a heart attack or something has happened to him. He tripped. He hit his head. Anyway, it doesn't look right. Do you drive on and ignore him or do you pull over and see if you can help him?
I would definitely pull over, see if there's any way I could help.
Sure. Wouldn't that be your first impulse?
Yep.
Wouldn't that be what you teach your kids?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So then why is it that we make arguments against not helping kids when it comes to health care. Why is that? What happened to that? Okay? Those of you that are religious, last example here before the trapping, or last question. Those of you that are religious, whether you're evangelical, whatever religion you belong to, what's discussed on Sunday in your church? What's discussed? What's talked about in your mosque? What's talked about in your synagogue? What's talked about in your place of worship? What do you talk about? Do you ever talk about helping fellow human beings? Do you ever talk about that? See, here's this is what I've always wondered. Like, you'll talk about that on Sunday, and then have a totally, completely different theory on Monday. And some people use this whole thing about, well, the whole catch a fish analogy, but I don't think that the catch a fish analogy, I don't think that works when you're talking about 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and 13- and 14-year-old kids. And I also don't think it works even when you're talking about 40- and 50-year-old people who are laying in the hospital dying of cancer or some other catastrophic disease. I rest my case. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin turning Jewish neurotic rant off and switching traffic on with Gina Davis. No, Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Jay. Turned into a kind of a messy morning. We've had a lot of problems, including that semi-fire out on westbound I-70 that had it shut down at Manila Road. Had some construction stacking up your I-25 ride right near Longmont, Platteville exit. Looks like they're finally clearing that. Couple of wrecks to worry about. Southbound I-25 is out of the way, but we do have traffic very heavy now between 120th and 84th. Stop-and-go conditions, really. Southbound 225 multi-vehicle crash at Alameda has that stretch slowing in both directions. Weather outlook should be a mostly sunny day. We'll have less winds. It'll be beautiful with a high of 70. Right now, to partly cloudy skies, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss a special demonstration of the Penrose St. Francis Heart Institute's Da Vinci surgical robot, making...
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Hands. Well, I'd like to rewrite that bumper sticker. You know, you'll give up your beliefs when I have to scrape up your cold, dead brain. That's when you'll give up your beliefs that you have some constitutional right to own a handgun or to own any gun. You don't.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. I said this earlier in the morning. It's really true. There are a lot of things in life that make you mad. Nothing makes you more mad than when you go into some place with your hard-earned money and make a good-faith purchase, and it turns out that you didn't get what you were promised, and there was no good faith involved in that at all. And when it comes to the automobile business, we've all had things happen like bait and switch and all kinds of games and monkey business, but you don't have to go through that at Rocky's Autos. First of all, huge selection. You know that. I told you that. Clean late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Snow in the forecast for Sunday. You want all-wheel drive, you want four-wheel, you want Rockies. But here's the big thing. You're not going to get any bad faith. You're not going to get jacked around. You're going to get treated decently, and you're going to get told the truth. They have a matching down incentive to help you buy. They've got numerous ways to finance. And you can see exactly what they've got by going to RockiesAutos.com on the internets. Or go out there and see my friends. Start with Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, any of the folks working out there, Johnny Mays, Gerard Menard, Julia, any of the people working out there, Adolf, they'll help you out. They'll make sure you get taken care of. And this is why Rockies has been able to stay in business. And they've been that way since 1982, is they don't fool around. They really don't. And most of their business is repeat business. So join the Rockies family and get treated right. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
I was a slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom. When not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers. And this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now. 1-800-300-3163.
Now I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
Get to AutoZone today and they'll use their new ZNet system to find everything you need to do the job right the first time, every time. ZNet gives you diagrams, photos, and complete instructions. Simply put, ZNet is the latest breakthrough in automotive technology and you'll find it only at AutoZone.
Baby, go to rehab. I say no, no.
Yeah,
no.
Baby! Yes, I gotta get me a big old bone.
You can pitch the seeds and stems out of there, can't you? Come on. Gee, I don't know anything about that stuff. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, I just got into radio to meet women who smell of patchouli oil. Mostly sunny, high today, 70 degrees. What's wrong with me? I got no clue.
My wife wears patchouli oil, and it's weird. Like, half people hate it.
Is it patchouli or patchouli?
Patchouli.
Patchouli oil.
My wife wears it. Half people don't like it, think she smells like a hippie, and half the people love it. It drives me crazy. I mean, I love it. Love it.
Why, do you find it sexually enticing?
Oh, man. I love the smell of patchouli oil.
Okay, let me see. You love the smell of patchouli oil. You listen to a lot of Grateful Dead and a lot of Widespread Panic. You drive a vehicle, which I will not describe on the air, but most people commonly perceive as being something that people in alternative culture drive. What does that say about you, Mr. Turk?
I don't have long hair.
Well, so you're undercover.
I'm an undercover hippie.
Hey, don't knock me out, man. Okay. Can I make one other nasty comment this morning? One other nasty rant? Check this out. All right, I'm sorry, but I thought of him, and I got to bring it up. This is on CNN. Impotence drugs may increase risk of sudden hearing loss. Men taking any of the three erectile dysfunction drugs, Viagra, Levita, or Cialis, may be at increased risk for sudden hearing loss, prompting Food and Drug Administration officials to require label changes for the medications. Didn't Limbaugh get caught with a bunch of Viagra in his suitcase? Hello? Huh? Yeah, Rush, I'm talking to you. What? Two people. Yeah, okay. I just thought I'd bring that up. All right, it's open phones, and we'll take calls coming up next. I promise. I'll take all the calls I can get my hands on. We'll give away Broncos tickets. I'll introduce you to somebody who changed my life and may have some good suggestions for you to change yours, too.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Find out more only at American Guarantee Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Children can still find French fries in some school cafeterias. But a federal study that's being released at this hour says they'll also find a lot of healthy food. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
We'll give schools about a B-minus average for serving up healthier food.
Many communities and schools are taking responsibility.
Dr. David Appel, a New York pediatrician who's seen the new government report, nearly half of all schools provide alternatives to sugary sodas. 6 years ago, French fries were served in 40% of schools. Now it's 19%. And at fundraisers, fewer high-fat cookies and cakes are up for sale. But Appel says it's all just part of the equation to try to cut childhood obesity.
A lot of it goes back to what people are eating in the family, and a lot goes back to physical activity.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The storms that battered parts of the Midwest and the Southeast yesterday caused a storm of worry for a Pensacola, Florida woman. Her children were in a daycare center that was hit by a tornado. Turns out they weren't hurt. Violent weather killed three people in Missouri and Michigan and one more in Washington State. Towns like Napanee, Indiana, have a lot of cleaning up ahead of them.
Trees down, houses down, and they've got the whole center of Napanee shut off.
It's not unheard of overseas, a legal place where addicts can go to shoot illegal drugs. Now, San Francisco is considering a plan to become the first American city with injection rooms.
It's definitely a solution. People are going to have so many fears about it, but I think it would be a benefit for drug users.
Not everyone agrees with health worker Gary Zambrano. Critics say the plan would only encourage drug abuse. He had to spend the night in a Morgantown, West Virginia hospital, but Jacob Allen, the autistic teenager who was lost in the wilderness for 4 days, can look forward to going home with his sister Brittany and the rest of the family.
He smiled a little bit at me, recognized me. It was really just amazing to see him, that he was okay and in such great health.
Jacob wandered away during a hiking trip last Sunday. In Bangkok, Thai authorities are holding Canadian schoolteacher Christopher Neal, the suspected serial pedophile who may have preyed on hundreds of boys. Neal was the subject of a three-year global manhunt. The number of people killed in a suicide bombing in Karachi, Pakistan, is put at more than 130. The intended target, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, escaped injury. CBS's Sheila McVicker has the latest from the Foreign Desk.
Pakistan's military leader and President Pervez Musharraf has called the blast a conspiracy against democracy. There are as yet no claims of responsibility, but fingers are pointing in the direction of both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, who had threatened to kill her, and extremists within Pakistan's own intelligence service.
On the 20th anniversary of the crash of 1987, stocks are broadly lower. The Dow Industrials down 122, NASDAQ down 20. This is CBS News.
So far this year, OnStar made over 13,000 calls to check on subscribers involved in collisions.
OnStar Emergency, this is Michelle. Can you talk to me? I have you on Interstate 71. I'm going to get emergency services.
Even when you can't communicate, OnStar can locate your vehicle and call for help.
Occupant, emergency dispatch is on the line.
Sheriff's office? We're not getting a response?
No.
I'll send out a unit there to check on her.
Thank you. I could say, stay with me.
I am.
Make a noise if you're hurt. I'm right here with you. I won't leave you.
I'm with EMS. We're on the scene.
Thank you.
Advanced automatic crash notification is just one of 9 OnStar services included in your first year of service. OnStar is available on a wide range of vehicles. Find the one you like best at OnStar.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. To the surprise of absolutely no one, all three Colorado Republicans in the House have voted to uphold President Bush's veto of that bill expanding the popular S-CHIP program. Also, no surprise, four Colorado Democrats voting to override that veto, including Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Mark Udall.
We have to go back to the drawing board. Kids have to be winners at the end of this at this process, and there are a number of ideas about the, out there about how we move forward.
Also, to the surprise of nobody, the sound of crickets chirping is the deafening silence of Udall's GOP Senate opponent Bob Schaefer, who's saying absolutely nothing about the S-CHIP controversy. A former Boulder city attorney accused of harassing a neighbor in an argument over his dog has now apologized as part of a plea agreement that could wipe two misdemeanor charges off his record. The neighbor, Beverly Potter, accused Ariel Colon of threatening to attack her in an argument that arose after she told him to keep his pooch off her yard. Colon has said the allegations had no merit. City records show Potter called the cops 50 times over the past 3 years, with complaints ranging from the location of parked cars to the noise from an ice cream truck. And get your wallets out. As the temperature goes down, your utility bill is going up. Your Xcel Energy bill going to be a lot higher next month.
So we're looking at really bills going up by more than double from this month, around $32 to around $70 next month.
Mark Stutz with Xcel says in the long run, the price of natural gas is going down. November bills this year are cheaper than they were last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. You can still expect delays if you're trying to make your way through Aurora, both directions of 225 between Colfax and Alameda. That crash was also was actually on the southbound side, multi-vehicles in the median, but it was slowing down both directions of travel. We also had a rollover crash off the highway, 112th and Holly, so that intersection pretty well messed up. I would try to avoid it. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny. We're going to see less winds and a high of 70. Tonight, clear, cool, and 40, and it looks like a mild day at 73 tomorrow. Right now, under mostly fair skies, it's 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event. We've got great deals on everything your vehicle needs, including fantastic offers on name brand tires. And our Ford trained technicians are the best in the business. Right place, right prices, right now. Only at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, this event ends soon.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let's get back to open phones. We'll also give somebody a chance this hour to win some Broncos tickets. High today, mostly, 70, and it's mostly sunny. What was I going to do? Go high today, mostly sunny, 70? No, it's 70 degrees is the high today, but we do have some snow in the forecast over the weekend. By the way, I didn't mention this. Today's a big day for me. Last day with glasses. I'm going to Icon LASIK at 5:30 this afternoon to have LASIK surgery. Now, if I can just get this last 25, 30 pounds off, I'd be great. Okay, open phones. We'll talk about anything we want to, anything that you want to talk about. Let me go to Dave in Broomfield. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
All right. Hey, you know, I wanted to talk about S-CHIP because a few years ago, S-CHIP really helped us out. You know, I was working at US West. It got bought by Quest. They laid off a bazillion people. And I was one of them. And then I'd find another job. I get laid off. I'd find another job. I get laid off. It was right as the internet bubble burst. Because of S-CHIP, I didn't have to pay just ridiculous payments that would have ended up bankrupting me. And so now I have a job. I'm paying taxes. I'm paying for my own insurance. And I have a house. And I think S-Chip was instrumental in saving us from financial ruin.
You know, what would you say to those who would say that, tough, too bad, you made wrong decisions in life, that's the way it goes?
Well, you know, I didn't just get laid off from telecom. I got laid off from telecom. I got laid off from as a programmer analyst. I got laid off in a small instrument company. I got that makes scientific instruments. It was like it was across industry after industry after industry. And you know, there's a looming recession here, and a lot of people are going to lose their houses. It's going to depress the consumer market, and we could see, you know, I don't want to be too gloom and doom, but I'm really concerned that there's going to be a lot of people that are in the situation that I was in just a few years ago. And what are you going to say to all those people, you know? And, you know, my kids were able to get flu shots. So, this is a huge public health issue.
I don't know how anybody says to anybody, you can't have health insurance. I don't know how anybody says to anybody, you made a choice, suffer. I don't know how anybody says to anybody,
you know,
the things that they do. I can't make a connection on that. Can you?
No, I mean, and what is, it's polling like at 80%, right? I mean,
81% of the country in the last poll released indicates that 81% of the country supports S-CHIP. 75% of the country would pay more in taxes in order to have S-CHIP, which is not what they're asking for. And
right.
Listen to the cruelty, particularly the cruelty of the Colorado Republican delegation to Congress. They're just cruel people. I don't have any other way to put that. I invite Tom Tancredo, Doug Lamborn, Marilyn Musgrave. Listen, you guys want to come on here and talk to me about it? Fine. I mean, I invite you to come on. But I think they're cruel, and I think that they don't live in reality. And I'll tell you something else, too. Let me tell you something else, Dave. And a listener sent an email to me about this, and I think this is really true. I'd ask everybody, regardless of their political orientation, to consider this. You know what? If this is a bad idea, and if the idea of quote-unquote socialized medicine is so terrible, and universal health care and government-financed health coverage, which is what George W. Bush keeps talking about, and Tom Tancredo talks about the nanny state. Okay, fine. You know what? I'm willing to buy into it, but you go first. So in other words, Tom Tancredo in the nanny state, Doug Lamborn, who can't tell the difference between S-CHIP and Medicaid, and Marilyn Manson Musgrave, and Wayne Allard, and George W. Bush, and all the rest of them, you know what? Fine. Get your own health insurance. Go out into the private sector and give up your health insurance because you're taking advantage of socialized medicine, and it certainly doesn't bother you now, does it?
Right. Exactly. And you know what? You know, I've got a decent job now. I'm not on S-CHIP now. I was when I didn't have any money. But now I've got a decent job, you know, and my tax guy goes, well, you know, you qualified this year for the minimum, what's it called, you hit this limit where there's a minimum, alternative minimum tax.
Oh, yeah, the alternative minimum tax, yeah.
Yeah, and he was going, well, man, I feel really bad for you. I'm going, I don't feel bad, you know. I don't feel bad that I have to pay some money in taxes. It's part of my duty as a citizen. And the government has helped me out. You know, the government. The government is what got me my education.
Well, we all want government when it serves us.
Right.
But the thing is, as I've said now for weeks on end, we've been taught that you can fly for free and that there's a free lunch and you don't have to have any involvement. And it's, you know what? It's BS. It's a lie.
Right. You're right. The government is why I'm able to pay taxes. The higher tax rate, because they got me my grade school education. You know, they helped me with student loans so I could go through college. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do that without that, and I wouldn't have been productive the way I am. That, you know, S-CHIP makes people productive. S-CHIP adds to the tax base. It gives people the ability to work the kinds of jobs that the Republicans want them to work, those crappy minimum wage jobs. You know,
That's right. Well, yeah, listen, I mean, you're a living example of how it helped out. You're a living example of it.
Yeah. And you know, if they, I mean, God, it's so maddening that they want people to do these low-end jobs, and they want free enterprise, but they want to lock their workers into one job because there's health care. You know, I mean, you want to free up free enterprise? Give public health. I mean, just finance it through the government, because then people will find the jobs. It'll be a free job market.
Well, it's killing the economy too, because, like, for instance, you take the American automakers, they've got to add $1,500, $2,000 onto every automobile that they manufacture just to cover their health care and pension costs.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's a perfect example. Right. And, you know, I mean, it makes us a more competitive country.
I just don't get how people can be so self-centered and so greedy.
And I think they just, I don't know, they're sociopaths. It's a sociopathic point of view that other people, I mean, it's not a commodity. You know, healthcare is not a commodity. It's like air. It's like water. It's like food. If people don't have that, they can't survive. They can't flourish.
That's exact. You know what? That's exactly right. Dave, thanks, man. Thanks for coming forward.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye. Have a good day. Have a good weekend, too. You know, folks are like this. You know, it's like I don't know. Does anybody else feel this way? You go with somebody to a restaurant to have lunch, or you go with somebody to a restaurant to have dinner, and the check comes, and over like 25 cents or a dollar, they quibble about it. They argue about it. Or it's like that beginning scene in Reservoir Dogs, where they're talking about tipping.
That's why I hate going out to restaurants with people. I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Pink, I don't tip. How crappy can you be?
Dig this, Jay. Last year we went out for my birthday, for a birthday dinner, and a bunch of my friends came, a bunch of family, and we all ordered dinners all in one tab, and at the end, some people had left less money than they needed to put in. So I got stuck with other people's food on my birthday. I mean, how does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, Mary and I picked up the check lots of times just to keep from fighting over it. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Oh, we're going to break now? John Turk is directing the show, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to break now. We got Broncos tickets giveaway coming up. Coming up next hour, I'll introduce you to a guy who's changed my life. Maybe he'll change yours. And I know, I've done my share of random raving this morning. I understand that. And I really want to have a good weekend. I mean, it's going to be a good weekend. I mean, for me, it's going to be a great weekend because I'm going to ride my bike, and also because it's Formula One racing, and it's also ALMS, American Le Mans Series. There's also Champ Car out there. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
However, there is a solution without bankruptcy. If you need a loan, if you have tax problems, if you've used credit cards to support your business, you can get help before it's too late. Call Corporate Turnaround now.
For more information, call 1-800-214-4200. That's 1-800-214-4200.
819, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Denver's new 2008 Metro Street Atlas from Mapsco is hot off the press. And for a limited time, if you bring your old regional street atlas or Metro Atlas to Mapsco's store at 8th and Lincoln and tell them J. Marvin sent you, they'll give you $5 off the brand new edition. And this year, both Mapsco street atlases have gone all out. Combined, over 7,000 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. You know, sometimes you learn the hard way that these online maps and even your nav system, it'll get you close, but it's not going to get you right there. And Mapsco will get you right there. And don't forget, Mapsco has great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are most accurate, most current, and most trusted. Check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln, also at fine retailers throughout Denver, or online at mapsco.com.
Let me tell you the short and sweet of sending a kid to college. Food from the Hood is an entrepreneurship program dedicated to sending kids to college. And all you have to do is go to a participating grocery store and buy Food from the Hood salad dressings. Then just think about all the kids you are helping by topping your salad with their famous all-natural, low-fat salad dressings from Food from the Hood. To learn more, visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. Also available at www.amazon.com.
This Saturday at Toys R Us, they're incredible deals. Save 50% off Fisher-Price Sesame Street toys, such as Elmo Learn to Dress and Sesame Singing Pop-Up Pals. What's more, for only $14.99, get a Disney Micro Digital Camera. Choose from Hannah Montana, High School Musical, and more for only $14.99. Toys R Us always has the hottest toys at the best prices. That's right, this Saturday, save 50% off all Fisher-Price Sesame Street toys and get a Disney Micro Digital Camera for only $14.99. Toys R Us. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 7:20. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Take you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk.
Yeah, we're trying to get an interview with him. We're hot on his tail.
When you talk that talk.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, along with you. Mostly sunny. High today, 70. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's roll to the phones. It's open phones. And speaking of phones, here's David in Boulder about wiretaps. David, you're on.
Hey, Jay, this is David Boulder. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you bet, man.
I just found out about this yesterday, and it's like, what is going on with the Democrats? I mean, essentially this gives legal immunity to these telecommunications companies that assisted the wiretap program, and, of course, none of us do anything about it. I mean, this is like data rape of my personal life.
Oh, it's absolutely disgusting. Plus, on top of that, they want this retroactive, you know, the administration wants this retroactive immunity situation, wants to shield them, and they were doing this even before 9/11. Now, I'd like to know of anybody who has called here and has told us and has lectured us about law and order, why should we let these people off the hook?
Exactly. I mean, and then the other thing is, by granting this backward immunity, what does this do with the laws it's currently constituted going forward?
Well, it's going to compromise them. It's a mess. It's absolutely and totally and completely ridiculous. It's a mess, man. It's terrible. I don't understand what's going on. When I say I don't understand what's going on, I know what's going on. But I don't. What I don't get is when are they going to stand up and be counted for something instead of wavering all of the time? It's ridiculous.
They need to get a backbone. I mean, they act when they're in the Capitol building. They act like this guy has an 80% approval rating. He has the lowest approval rating of any president since Nixon.
No, he's lower than Nixon now. Nixon was at 27, and the Reuters Zogby poll, I believe it is, shows him at 25.
Oh, okay, so he is lower. But, I mean, these guys are like, oh, my God, if we vote against this, we'll be accused of being soft on terrorists. Come on, give me a break. These are our basic, fundamental, constitutional rights and liberties. And they're compromised. I mean, look what they did to habeas corpus.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I don't understand what the magic spell is that this guy has over all these folks. I do not understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get it. Where's there to go, though? You know, that's the problem. I mean, I nominally hang on because I don't have any place else to go. I mean, the only people who keep me basically in the Democratic Party are Congressman Mark Udall, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, and Bill Ritter. I mean, if it weren't for those three, and there's some others who work very hard. I mean, God bless Pete Stark for his answer.
Yeah.
But a lot of these folks, it's like, oh, my God, what they're supposed to be the opposition party.
Right.
Aren't
right.
they?
Yeah, totally.
That's why people think politics is crap.
Yeah, and I'm slowly getting to that point. I just want to throw up my hands.
Me too. I think I should get on here Monday morning, and I think we should do something else for 4 hours.
Well, there is, the article I read this morning, there is going to be this consensus bill between the Senate and the House to resolve these issues. So we do have a chance that the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to review it. And Leahy and Specter, you know, both sides of the aisle, said that they're not going to, I think Specter said buy a pig and a poke and commit to retroactive immunity. So we do have a chance to write in, email, and call to make sure that the Judiciary Committee represents our interests. So there's a chance, but I just, you know, given what they just did on Thursday, and, well, the S-chip is a little bit different story.
Because that's the Republicans. That's the Republicans.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
people like Dan, like Lamborn and Tancredo and Musgrave and standing in the way of kids getting
right.
Health care.
Well, I just want to urge every Democrat out there, I'm a registered independent, so I'm going to write and call in to my representatives and make sure that, you know, the word gets back to the Judiciary Committee, no retroactive immunity.
Let me ask you something very, very quickly. What benefit do you feel that you get out of being a registered independent?
Other than they don't call
your house for money.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Oh, would you say that'd be the only benefit?
Well, that's the only benefit that I saw. But traditionally, historically, I've always voted Democrat. But I like to tell myself I look at the person and the issue and judge it on its own merits. But with my mentality and my experience, I generally go the way of the progressive.
Could you ever see yourself voting for a Republican?
I haven't met a Republican that aligned with my values. And, you know, I go back to... just the fundamental difference between a liberal and a conservative. A conservative views human beings and society and the world, the glass is half empty. And liberals view it as half full. And there's a responsibility on the part of all of us, including corporations and including government, to support the common good and foster human growth. Conservatives see just the opposite. People are out to screw you and they need to be controlled. We need more police.
I don't know if that's how... most conservatives see.
Well, I'm making a broad generalization, but if you go back and study the historical roots and the philosophical roots of both movements, and you look at how they regard the world and people, that's how they regard the world and people. There are exceptions, certainly.
I don't think anybody's for wasting money. I don't think anybody's for high taxes for no reason. I don't think anybody is for unnecessarily enlarging the government. I don't think anybody's for that. And when I say anybody, I'm talking about those of us that are not politicians.
Right.
And don't have connected interests. Okay? But I think where I have trouble with them, and you may have trouble with them too, is that we are for taking care of business. There are things that need to be done. And there are things that need to be done that only the government can do. And there are some areas where privatization and the free market do not serve the public welfare. So one of those areas would be 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds who don't have health care. So what? Here's the thing. Could you imagine? How can you vote the way you do? How can you be as cruel and as heartless? How can you be like Tom Tancredo and claim that that's the nanny state?
Because what's more important to those people of that mentality is power and money and retaining both. That's their value system. And their votes illustrate that. Their votes demonstrate that. That's what's important to them, and that's all that's important.
Wouldn't that be counter to everything you're taught?
Well, certainly. But, you know, it's like I told you many months ago at the end of that great Robert Redford movie, The Candidate, where he starts out very idealistic, goes through the whole Washington, I believe it was a Senate race, that he won, totally compromised his values, and at the end of the movie, the last scene shows him sitting on the bed, and Peter Boyle walks away, his campaign manager, and the camera zooms in on Robert Redford, and he looks up and goes, "Now what?" They compromise.
You know what? All right. You know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I know I talk a lot about religion. Can somebody please explain to me why this would be considered Christian?
Oh, it's not.
Why would this be considered Jewish? Why would this be considered Islamic? Why would this be considered anything to say no to kids?
I mean, it's in the Constitution, promote the general welfare. Well, if taking care of children whose families don't have the resources to bring them to health, if that's not promoting the general welfare, I don't know what is.
All right, Dave. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Jay. Take care. Bye-bye.
I mean, can anybody answer that question? Do we have that Pete Stark thing? Let's play that again. I love that. Let's save that forever. Let's enshrine that. Let's make it downloadable. Pete Stark on the Republicans and George W. Bush.
The Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq. But you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people, if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
I love that because it's so true, and he should never apologize for having said that. Jim in Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Okay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
I think we need to approach this from another point of view. I think all of these arguments I've heard this morning are excellent, but here's another one. Who's making these kids sick, at least sharing in the responsibility for making these kids sick? Who's putting the particulates in the air, industry? Who's putting the lead in their environment? All of us, the folks in our community, all of us who are driving to work every day, not just their parents, and not those.
Wait a minute. Are you driving?
Yeah, all of us.
All right, hold on. We got two problems here. Number one, let's get to the driving in a second here. Let's talk about this. What do you do if it's a 10-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 5-year-old or even a 4-year-old, and they're born and they have, say, for instance, a heart defect?
Exactly.
And their parents cannot afford to get the proper health care to ensure that they can live a fruitful, productive productive life. That has nothing to do with industry. That has to do with genetics.
Well, of course it has to do with industry. It has to do with folks like Mattel bringing in products that are less contaminated.
Excuse me. When a child is born with a heart defect,
yes,
that has nothing to do with Mattel. Because the child had the defect when he or she was being formed in the womb. That has nothing to do with Mattel.
Here's my point, James.
No. Address my point. Does it or does it not have anything to do with Mattel?
If a child is born with a heart defect, it often has to do with industry introducing contaminants into the environment.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Are you going to tell me? Okay, you're going to tell. Are you going to tell me that genetics plays no part in this at all?
No, absolutely not. Often it's a combination of genetics and environment.
Now, how would you know this?
Because I'm a parent of a child with a birth defect, and it's spina bifida is set to be
of environment. All right. And, how do you know that industry caused you your child to have that defect?
Well, I'm not saying that in my case I know that. I'm saying that it's often a case.
It's often not the case.
It may be that in some cases,
often not the case. And where there's lead and there's other problems, that's why you have governmental agencies that regulate that. And as far as driving goes, what would be your solution to that? Would your solution be that nobody drive? Well, okay, fine. But then, how do we get to work?
You're missing my point. My point is that in the case of mercury and lead and particulates
but
and
we
dioxin,
know that goes on. We know that goes on. And the government should be doing something about that, and there shouldn't be people in those agencies, like the Environmental Protection Agency and other agencies, that have big-time ties to the very industries that they're overseeing. But that's not what we're addressing here. When you're talking about children's health care, you're talking about kids who have things happen like Graham Frost, who got into an auto accident.
Jay, give me a second. I think you're missing my point. My point is that we have a responsibility as a society to provide for health care for children because we as a society benefit from all of these, and many times I think we shouldn't allow industry to do the things that they're doing. We shouldn't allow industry to strip folic acid out of our food supply. We shouldn't allow industry to introduce products that contain dioxin, bleaching paper supplies and in the process introduce dioxin into our environment. We shouldn't allow industry to introduce so much mercury into our environment, but we do.
Stop. Everybody who listens to this radio station, including myself, is not going to argue with what you're saying. But there is a segment of kids in this society that are born with problems or that have things happen, like auto accidents and other things, whose parents cannot afford, even though they are in the middle class, cannot afford to get them help.
Exactly.
This is what we're talking about here. This is what we're talking about. This is what the problem is. How do you go to parents who love their child, and you go to that child, and you say to that child, oh, you've been in an auto accident. You have a brain injury. You need very, very high-cost therapy. But guess what? Your health insurance doesn't cover it, so therefore, too bad. How do you, in your right mind, do that, and how is that equated with being a nanny state? That's my whole point.
What you're saying
is a given. I'm on your side. I'm on your side on what you're saying. It's a given that these things are going wrong. We've known about this since Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring.
Exactly. And
okay.
So my argument is that when Bush vetoes this legislation, another argument against this veto is that this administration, our corporations, are responsible for paying, for contributing to the paying for of the health care.
I understand that, but Larry, let me say this before I go get traffic. I understand exactly what you're saying, but here's what I'm saying to you. If we properly regulate all of this like we should, and these folks get off of their private enterprise pure market pedestal and realize that if you don't regulate, what ends up happening is you injure the populace. Okay? Then if we regulate and properly regulate and sensibly regulate, then we'll never have to cross this bridge. We won't have to have this discussion, but it still won't cover those kids who have unfortunate things happen to them, or they're born with unfortunate problems, and we're going to have to cover this. And how you go to a 10-year-old child in either situation and tell them, or their parents and tell them, forget it, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, is absolutely ridiculous. And the thing is, okay, if Tom Tancredo doesn't like the nanny state, if Marilyn Musgrave doesn't like the nanny state, if Doug Lamborn is incapable of understanding what's going on here, if they don't like it, here's my suggestion for them. Give your insurance up.
Well, I agree. I absolutely agree with that argument.
All right, I understand what you're saying. I got to go get traffic. Yeah. Jimmy, I love you. Call me again.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. I'm on his side, but we could cut that argument out by regulation. 8:40, 40 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, traffic.
Stop-and-go conditions southbound I-25 between the Washington Street Bridge and Hamden. That's due to a three-vehicle crash that was blocking the right lane right near Hamden. So be prepared for that if you are heading toward the Denver Tech Center. Eastbound C-470 getting very busy now through Highlands Ranch. Same for westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike across Westminster. Weather outlook today, expect sunny skies, 70 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who makes a good homemade pie?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Don't miss a special demonstration of the Penrose St. Francis Heart Institute's Da Vinci surgical robot, making heart...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Agency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Joyce Homes in Castle Rock is proud to sponsor this message. See the ideal home for you and your family at Castle Pines Village, The Meadows, Pradera, Castlewood Ranch, and Spring Valley Ranch. Call 303-791-0980 or visit them at joycehomes.com.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seatbelts. So please, caution your kids. Even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Hi, I'm Rita Bertoli, and I'm running for Lakewood Mayor to give citizens a voice in their local government. Help me preserve open space, fight for responsible growth, and protect private property and small business interests. Vote Rita for mayor.
Paid for by Rita versus Goliath.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Get to AutoZone, tune up your car, and save up to 30% on gas. Replace worn-out spark plugs and change your air and fuel filters. Head to AutoZone for other gas-saving tips. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone today.
Loud all morning, and now we're playing the Sex Pistols, too. 8:43, 43 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 70. I didn't mean to go off on Jim like that, but Jim, if you're in your car listening. But I essentially agree with you, as I said before. I mean, we need to regulate all of this stuff. This is why you can't have, like, no regulation. And you get these people who call up and try to make this insane argument about, well, you know, listen. And the whole thing about, you know, what's good for GM is good for America. Remember that old statement? No, not true. Not true. Oh, wow. Porter Wagner is hospitalized and in serious condition. Porter, who used to sing with Dolly, and founder, actually, and had a band on his own, Porter and the Wagon Masters, and was the guy who invited James Brown on the Opry and caused a huge uproar in Nashville. Chet in Boulder. Chet, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, Chet in Boulder.
What's up, man?
I used to live in Oklahoma City when Porter had a furniture store in downtown Oklahoma City.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah. It was one of those big, he did his own commercials and one of those giant discount, you know, cheesy kind of operations. He walked around in his stage costume with the sequins and
everything. Don't you love it? Yeah, don't you love those old nudie Western rodeo suits like that?
And he walked around the store like that so people would know him.
Not great. He and Dolly Parton did one of the most creepy songs of all time.
What?
Called Genie's Afraid of the Dark.
I never heard that.
About this child dying. And it was like, maybe I should send a copy of it to Tom Tancredo.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are certain people that wouldn't want to hear that today and other people who would, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. I want to change the tone here a little bit.
Sure.
Calm you down a bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is it with you and Felipe Massa?
Oh, why do I like him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of dig him. I kind of think he's cool. I kind of like him. It's the same reason I like Giancarlo Fisichella. You know, I just kind of dig him, too. And it looks like Fizzy's going to be out of a ride at the end of this year.
I like Fisichella, and I feel bad for that because I think they never tapped his whole thing. But what do you think of Lewis Hamilton?
Okay. There's something about him I don't like.
Do you know you may be witnessing the birth of a new Ayrton Senna? Have you followed his year?
Yeah.
He's a rookie.
Yes, I have.
I'm not sure he ever finished off the podium. I know the first six races in a row, you got podium finishes.
No, he did. He did finish off the podium. He finished off the podium.
Not in the first six.
No, not in the first six. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. And then I lost my cable, so I lost it after that.
Oh, you didn't see the race in Shanghai?
No.
You didn't see that?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. I'm trying to get cable again right now. I'm trying to get it. Well, it's too late now for Brazil, and then it's over. So, did you tell John yesterday that it's a four-way tie? People have no idea what we're talking about. This is Formula One stuff.
No, it's three-way, isn't it?
This is guys. Oh, I thought John said four-way. So it's Hamilton, Alonso, and
Raikkonen, Kimi.
Oh, and Raikkonen. Okay, he's okay. Lewis Hamilton may be that Ayrton Senna kind of mystic, raising it to another level, once-in-a-lifetime Schumacher kind of driver, another year or two. Alonso, I'll bet you a carrot stick. It's tomorrow, right, Brazil?
No, it's on Sunday. Tomorrow is qualifying.
Yeah, day after tomorrow, right. I bet you Alonso gets overexcited because he's running second, and he'll run off the road or he'll take Hamilton out with him. And
ooh,
who's running third?
Ooh, that's a pretty attractive bet.
Well, you know what Alonso's been doing this year.
Yeah, he's leaving. He's going to go to Renault.
He's leaving because he's up and down psychologically. He can't stand Hamilton beating him, and he's falling apart. Okay.
Listen, I agree on that part, but I can't explain to you in a rational, and we are talking about Formula One here. I can't explain on a rational level why I don't like Lewis Hamilton. There's just something about him I don't care for.
I did the same thing. I've had the same kind of drivers, and I grew up on, you were too young probably, Stirling Moss. And
no, I remember Stirling Moss.
Then I became a Jimmy Clark fanatic.
I remember Jimmy Clark.
And I went into mourning for a year when he was killed. He's like Dale Earnhardt, one of those guys that would never die. I used to race motorcycles and cars some, and then I finally I'm too old and too broke and too ugly to get sponsored.
Well, you know, too broke is an acceptable answer. Too old is not an acceptable answer because there are guys.
Paul Newman.
Well, there are guys, I can't remember what it is, but there was it might have been Le Mans or one of them, where one of the guys that was racing, and that was 81 years old.
Paul Newman raced the 24 Hours of Daytona, and he was 81.
Okay, so if they can do it, why can't you?
Well, that goes back to the first one. He's got the money, and he owns the cars, and I'm too tired and too busted up and too defeatist, probably. I have a negative attitude.
Yeah, I do too. So what are you doing these days?
I'm disabled, retired. I've got rods and pins and bones and staples, and I'm bipolar. So right now I'm playing car racing games on my Xbox. That's my morning ritual. Have you got a player?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
I got an Xbox 360, but I haven't used it in a long, long time.
Oh, get some car games. Get Forza. Get Forza 2. Get Colin McRae's Dirt. You know Colin McRae's dead now.
Yeah, he died. The rally champ.
Yeah, he died in his helicopter with his 5-year-old son.
I know. Can you believe that?
Yeah, and he's like 30-something.
So, what's the deal? You're not going to see. How did you lose your cable?
Unless I can find. I'm on disability. I don't have the money. I had to pay like 3 months utilities, and I'm hoping next month I have a 360. Do you know how expensive those? You're making the big bucks. I used to be in radio. I know what you make.
No, I don't make that big of money. You'd be shocked.
You can buy a 360 in a couple of games.
Hey, man, you'd be shocked. I made three times what I'm making here in Chicago. But listen,
Let's do a motorsports show.
Boy, I'd love to.
I was going to do one on one of the sports stations a few years ago, and it was going to be a brokered show. And going out and selling my own ads and running my own, you know, it was just...
Let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. Give your phone number to John.
Okay, cool.
All right, hang on.
Talk to you later.
All right, John, can you get his phone number? All right, we'll continue. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That did calm me down a little bit. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Stop-and-go conditions. Expect those along southbound I-25 between 120th and 84th. That is due to all the heavy traffic plus some activity from an earlier wreck that's long since been cleared. Northbound 225 stacked up Parker toward Alameda. Southbound 225 as well between Colfax and Alameda. That was due to a multi-car crash in the median. Weather outlook today. It's going to be beautiful, sunny, and 70. Right now, partly cloudy, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair and slightly unbalanced. And as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Your radio support group of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America and all life on Earth.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Fricke Law Firm appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seatbelts. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from the Fricke Law Firm in Denver, serving you with fairness and integrity in accident and injury litigation. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal. They remind everyone to buckle up. That number is 59 Legal.
Secure Horizons Medicare Advantage plans are offered by United Healthcare Insurance Company, Pacific Care Health Plans, Oxford Health Plans, and their affiliated companies, Medicare Advantage organizations with a Medicare contract.
Attention! If you have Medicare and are on a fixed income, you may not be getting the most out of Medicare. In fact, you may be eligible to receive financial help with your medical and prescription drug costs. Some programs even help with transportation, utility, and other costs. Secure Horizons by United Healthcare will help determine if you're eligible for these programs. Call a representative today to make sure you're getting the most out of Medicare. Many Secure Horizons health plans offer more benefits than original Medicare at predictable prices. Call today for more information and to find out if you qualify for financial assistance at 1-800-400-9913. It's important to choose the right health plan. Call Secure Horizons plans for more information. Get the most out of Medicare. Call 1-800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I feel sorry for Chet. He doesn't even have... Is Speed Channel included in basic cable? All right, look, I'm going to do the shortest front range preventive imaging ad ever known to mankind. And I'm going to pull a Rudy Giuliani, too, on top of it. Don't check your heart out. Die. That's basically it. It's true. It's true. We lose 150,000 Americans each year from their first symptom of heart disease. That's why they call it the silent killer. You don't know if it's there. You don't have any idea. You don't check it out. You lose. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your community to take care of yourself. And the best way to do it is with the EBT scanner. It's non-invasive. We're not talking any needles. We're not talking any drugs. We're not talking any injection. We're not talking any pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. Okay? Get out in front of this before you get yourself into trouble. That's the basic word here. Get in front of it before it gets you. All right? Call Front Range Preventive Imaging, 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN or online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
If you're a man who's tired of waking up frequently to go to the bathroom, I have terrific news. Now you may be able to get the relief you're looking for free. That's right, I'll send you a free bottle of my Super Prostate Formula. To find out how to get your free bottle, call now 1-800-900-4317. I'm Dr. Michael Teplisky. I developed Super Prostate Formula for my patients because I couldn't find anything that offered this powerful combination of all natural nutrients. My unique formula helps provide relief from frequency and urgency to help you get a better night's sleep. I believe so strongly in the power of my Super Prostate Formula that I want you to feel the difference yourself for free. To get your free bottle and learn the details of this incredible offer, call 1-800-900-4317. And when you call now, you'll also receive my informative prostate CD, free. To find out how to get your free bottle and free CD, call now, 1-800-900-4317. That's 1-800-900-4317.
Okay, I want to do this real quick. 8:55, 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Want to go see the Steelers and Broncos play? Okay, I want you to go see him play at Invesco Field, 6 p.m. I'm going to give away the tickets right now. Answer this question. You be the first listener to call and answer this question at 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. What British singer was busted for drug possession? What British singer was busted for drug possession? 303-631-2760. First caller now gets him. The Broncos tickets. What British singer was busted for drug possession? Anybody? Does anybody know? Is the phone ringing? Have we got an answer? Never hurts to deal in cheap and senseless gossip. No? Not the right answer. Okay, keep trying. Keep trying. Now, don't call it. You got to call this number, 303-631-2760, not the call-in numbers. Mark in Denver, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't give the answer if you know it. Mark?
I have no idea.
Okay, good. Go ahead, man.
Hey, EJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Over the past couple of months, I really love the change of your attitude on how to deal with these insane just Republicans and neocons that have absolutely no merits, no information, no facts with their arguments. All they do is parrot everything they hear on these other talk shows and, you know, what they see on cable news and the regular news. It's so nice to see someone stand up and just take them straight to task.
Well, I might be a little loud. I might be a little abrasive. But you know what? I'll tell you what. This is the deal. And I think you feel the same way I do. And I think there's a lot of us that feel the same way. Okay, the game's over. We're not playing it anymore. And if they want to get into this, fine. We don't have to sling mud. But we certainly can stand up and we can call them on it. I keep saying this every single day. And we got to stand up and we got to be counted. And the Democratic Party's got to grow a spine. They got to grow a spine. You know what? Let's do battle, not sit there and let them victimize us. Mark, thank you, man.
Fight fire with fire. Fight fire with facts.
Right on, brother. Thank you.
Thanks.
Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who changed my life.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, poof, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. Less time consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, the setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange try it free button. The promo code for this is web radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code web radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-653-4896. That's 1-800-653-4896. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-653-4896. Call now.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. When it comes to school eats, there are healthier choices on the menu these days. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
A fresh government report finds fewer French fries and cookies in school lunchrooms. And from the vending machines, alternatives to sodas and other sugary drinks at nearly half of all schools.
It is heartening to see that the concern has translated to action. But the results of the study show there's a long way to go.
New York pediatrician Dr. David Appel says exercise is also part of the battle against obesity.
Hey, what's up with you? Let's get up and play.
And while snazzy PSA campaigns help, experts say schools need to schedule more physical activity. Nick?
2 years in prison for a top U.S. Army officer in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer's in Baghdad with details.
Lieutenant Colonel William Steele has been acquitted of the most serious charge against him, a charge of aiding the enemy. However, he has been found guilty of possessing unauthorized documents that the prosecution argued could have helped the enemy.
Well, there's trouble for master illusionist David Copperfield. Reporter Kristen Flowers of CBS affiliate KXNT in Las Vegas says the FBI has searched Copperfield's warehouse in the city.
He currently faces allegations of sexual misconduct that took place out of the country, but with a U.S. citizen.
That's according to police sources. The FBI is saying only that it's investigating and has been in contact with Copperfield, who finished a run of performances in Las Vegas this week. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto says there were two suicide attackers who tried to assassinate her last night as her motorcade snaked through the dark, crowded streets of the capital.
We saw the sound, heard the sound, and saw the huge orange light and bodies spilling all over. At that time, some of the security guards came and they wanted to evacuate me, but I told them to wait.
And she says her security guards found a third man with a pistol and another who may have been wearing a suicide vest. As many as 136 people were killed. Strong storms across the country are being blamed for 6 deaths. 3 of the victims died in wild weather in Michigan. Reporter Dana Kazza says there were multiple reports of tornadoes in the northern part of the state.
A mobile home was overturned. A car was moved several feet. Windows were broken. Debris, like, covered a field. People said they saw a funnel cloud touch down.
A bold thief in Baltimore who's hijacked at gunpoint a tanker truck from a gas station. Police spokesman Sterling Clifford.
It's carrying 7,100 gallons of number 2 diesel fuel, which is home heating oil. Obviously, that's a highly dangerous material if it's being handled by people who don't know how to handle it, and it can be used for a variety of purposes other than heating homes.
Police say the truck in question carries the logo Baltimore Tank Lines. Checking Wall Street, the numbers way down, the Dow off 218 points, the Nasdaq 46. This is CBS News.
When's the best time to save on tires for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury?
All right,
hurry to your
dealership during the Right Now factory authorized service event. Right Now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price guaranteed. The right price on the right tire, installed by a Ford-trained expert. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details. Hurry, this event ends November 25th.
As parents, we're always thinking of ways to keep our children safe. But there's one threat many parents aren't aware of. It's child identity theft, and it's the fastest-growing form of identity theft. The effects can be devastating, and the crime can go undetected for years. That's why you should go to FamilySecure.com and let us safeguard your children's personal information, monitor your Experian credit file, and alert you to the first signs of identity theft. Go to FamilySecure.com and start protecting your family today. That's FamilySecure.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Well, the fur is still flying after all three Colorado Republicans in the House voted yesterday to uphold President Bush's veto of that bill to expand the popular S-CHIP program. All four Colorado Dems voted to override the president, including U.S. Senate contender Mark Udall.
The charge is that this is government-run health care, that this would allow people who make significant income to be covered. Just don't hold up to scrutiny.
GOPers Lamborn, Tancredo, and Musgrave all voting to uphold the veto. Musgrave claims she's introduced legislation that would offer coverage to kids and families with annual incomes of $41,000 or less. Big hissing contest going on in Greeley. The University of Northern Colorado president Kay Norton says Greeley's reputation as a haven for illegal immigrants who break the law is hurting UNC's efforts to recruit students. Norton says a forum last month that focused on crimes committed by illegals, quote, was most unhelpful. That forum was held by the Weld County DA, Ken Buck, who disputed the assertion that it was hurting UNC. He says enrollment was down in August. The meeting was held in September, and he doubts that meeting had anything to do with it. And your Xcel energy bill, yeah, on the way up.
So we're looking at really bills going up by more than double from this month, around $32 to around $70 next month.
The company's Mark Stutz says November is the first full winter heating month, and with increased demand, market prices go up too. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still seeing this slowing on the southbound side of I-25 between the Washington Street Bridge and Hamden. That's due to a three-vehicle crash that was blocking the right lane. So watch out as you make your way through there. Northbound side, of course, a little bit sluggish now through the bridges as it normally is this time of the morning. We have a crash on near Church Ranch, westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike. Again, just watch out for a brief snag there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect it to be mostly sunny with less winds and a high of 70. Tonight we'll get clear and cool with a low of 40.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 70. Who won the Broncos tickets, by the way? Do you know John?
Yes, his name was Joe Brooks. He's our winner today.
Okay, Joe, congratulations. Go to the Broncos game and have a great time on Krabby Me. Okay, you meet people in your life that send you another direction that change your lives, or your life. Certainly, Mary would qualify as one for me. There's others that I can name off, and also Dr. Snyder, who is with Denver Bariatrics, who did my gastric bypass, which has totally and completely changed my life. And at one point he said to me, well, here's what you need to do. What you need to do is you need to work out. I said to him, no, I'm not going to go work out. I can't stand that. I hate it. And I'm walking up the steps. Isn't that enough? No, that's not enough. And I absolutely hated working out. I couldn't stand it. And, you know, I'd make cracks about people riding bicycles, and which would make a lot of you mad. Okay? Like, well, you know, hey, what do you mean? I met a guy. He and I have nothing in common. He's younger than me. He was born in Holland. He grew up in Kansas. God, does anybody grow up in Kansas? he was in the Marine Corps. That immediately set up an issue of authority between he and I. Because I figured, okay, look, this is not your Marine Corps fantasy. But not that I'm against the troops, because I'm not, and I'm not anti-patriotic, but it's I've always had an authority problem. But and this guy cracks the whip. He went to KSU, and he started out in a hotel and restaurant. And I want to introduce you to a guy who's literally changed my life. His name is Keith Bailey, and he is a personal trainer.
Absolute pleasure to be here, Jay.
Yeah, they can only hear the way you and I talk when we're not, when there's no open mic around. Boy, where do we start on this? You know, most people are going to say, oh, God, he's got some guy on, and they're talking about physical fitness, they're talking about health, and what a drag. But yet everybody is drawn to this. And I know we have a lot of people who listen to this radio station, a lot of people listen to this show who are into bicycling, which you've now gotten me into. And when we started out, I mean, tell them what I was like when I started out.
You're like the average person who comes to the door, doesn't like exercise because they don't understand exercise. They don't know where to begin, don't know what to do, which is what a problem that opposes a lot of people getting into it. They've tried it in the past, it doesn't work. You know, I exercise 2 times a week. I don't see any change. Why doesn't this work for me? Why does this suck so bad? I don't like going to the gym. I do the same thing all the time. And people go through these patterns, and then they just give up because it just doesn't seem to work for them. And that's an excuse I get all the time. And there's certain reasons why this doesn't work for the individual person. And one thing that I work strongly on, and I've worked on with you on a daily basis, developing an understanding as to why this is difficult and what it takes to be successful with a fitness lifestyle. And basically being successful with a fitness lifestyle means that it's somewhere in your list of top 10 priority things, fitness has to be in there. We all know we have to do it. Everybody knows that they have to exercise, but you know, how do I go about doing this? So one of the things I focus strongly on is helping you develop the habit of fitness. One of the things that I talk a lot about is the powerful tool of perceived self. And when you look at perceived self, basically what you do you want to close your eyes. Don't do this if you're driving. And look at everything that makes up who you are. All of your values, all of your beliefs, your morals, your religion, politics. Basically, the person you see in the mirror, that is exactly who you are, right? So you've got this perception of self. Now, if you go along like you've done many times before, New Year's resolutions come along. Just making an example, New Year's resolutions come along, and there's like a list of five things you want to do.
Don't we all do that?
Now, New Year's resolutions is one of the biggest things. My biggest day is actually starts January 4th. It's when all the I call them resolutionaries come back into the door again, and they've got I want to do all these things. And the a very I'm going to say Americanized method of approach is go big or go home. Let's do it all today. Let's start exercising 4 days a week. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to go to bed on time. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to spend time with my family. They do all of these things, right? And they get into it, and it's awesome. You start seeing some changes. I got more energy. Everything feels great. But there's one huge problem with that approach, perceived self. Okay, perceived self goes along with it for a little while. After a while, it's like, no. This is not who we are. You have an identity crisis. Basically, you go through a period of an identity crisis because your perceived self does not recognize this new person. It's too many changes. So what happens is that perceived self will rock your boat. Something will come along, some kind of little stressor, some little thing will come along that will just push you off of your path.
Yeah, and you know what does it? I'll tell you what pushes you off your path. And I know people can identify with this. We're all under stress. Stress. Stress pushes you off your path.
Mm-hmm.
Stress stops you.
Stress is one of the stoppers. The biggest thing that stops you in this is that you don't identify with yourself more. So a great thing to do is take all those New Year's resolutions, right, and pick one of them and make that first one exercise, right? That's the best one because you know you have to do it. So make the first one exercise. And just do it once a week. Okay, do it once a week for 3 weeks. I don't care what you do. Just go out and do something 30 to 45 minutes.
Walk?
Perfect. Bike?
Well, God, in my case, I haven't gotten on a bicycle in like 30 years.
Yeah.
That was pretty comical, wasn't it? Okay. Walk? Bicycle?
Go to the gym.
Walk on a treadmill?
Walk on a treadmill. If it's cold outside, you can do the step mill, elliptical, non-impact's great to do, go hiking, something that is more than what you're doing now. And most importantly, it's a time that is set apart at a specific time of the week that you dedicate to that. Right? That at this time on Wednesdays, for 30 minutes, this is exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay. And here's a debate that you and I get into every single day.
Yeah.
You like exercise.
Love it.
You're wired into it.
Hardwired.
You're hardwired for it. You're in great shape. Okay? I can't, and I wonder how many other people out there will want to identify with this. I can't stand it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. All I do is grumble. I don't want to go. And, of course, when I get there, I mean, and he and I have had furious arguments about this. Okay, like check your emotional baggage at the door. I drag in everything. How do you reach out to people out there who are hearing this and they're going to go, like, okay, yeah, I hear everything he's saying, but you know what? That's not me, and I can't stand it. I don't want to do it. And I can't figure out why you like it and I don't like it. What do you say to those folks?
The reason that I like it and that I'm successful with it is exactly what you said. It's hardwired into my person. It's in my top 10 list. It's like number 2. Okay, maybe number 3 between food and love. Right, it's number 3 on my list. So for me, I can't escape it. Everywhere I turn, exercise is just part of who I am. And I've got my parents to thank for that, who figured out that I had a little bit too much extra energy, who would drive me 6 miles from home and put me and my shoes out of the car so you got 45 minutes to run back home again. That is a huge impact on a child of 14 years old. So as far as I can remember, I've always exercised. So that's just how I see it. We've talked about the reason why it's easy for me and hard for you. And we've talked about our fitness savings account, right? If you were to have a child and start this child out, as soon as he's born, you start saving for his college fund and maybe even his retirement fund, right? And every single year, every present comes along, every kind of cash donation goes along, you put it in the bank, you put it in the bank, you put it in the bank. When the kid's 18 years old, he's got a great college to go to, still has money in the bank that's going to be there for when he graduates, and it just the money just keeps going and it becomes exponential, right? He's got this awesome savings account. Now, imagine if you do the exact same thing for exercise, that you start this person at a very young age and you start them walking, you start them running, introduce them to different sports, it just becomes exponential as to how great it is because they see the benefits of it so quickly. Now, a financial advisor will tell you, no matter how old you are, it's never too late to start a savings account. I started mine, or saving for your retirement, 401k, I started mine at the age of 29. So I was behind the eight ball on that one, right? But it's never too late, and he's right. And now I'm starting to see the benefits of doing this, and my buying power is increasing. I can you know take on a little bit more risk and do a little bit more in my portfolio. And exercise is the same way. If you start at the age of 35, not only do you not have anything in your savings account, right? You have no buying power with it either. So you got to start somewhere. So that's why I say start with one day a week. And after like 3 weeks, add another day in. After another 3 weeks, add another day in. After about 3 months, you've got 4 days a week in. Right? And it's a solid habit that you've gotten into. Whether you like it or not, you've got to do it. You've got to save money, right? Whether we like it or not, we've got to save money.
Yeah.
Most of us aren't necessarily good at it.
Yeah.
So whether you like it, you've got to save money. So it's the same thing with exercise. It's just something you've got to do. And you've got to find what floats your boat. For you and I, you love going outside, getting a little fresh air on the brain. It does you absolute wonders.
Yeah, I'm really hooked into it, and I never used to want to go outside at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you show up to my studio three times a week, and the first thing, it kind of reminds me of, you ever go hunting? And you take the hunting dogs and they get out of the back of the car and they're so excited. They're like, oh, we're going outside, we're going outside, we're going outside. And they, that's where they want to be. And you, in so many ways, exactly the same way. Now, we've developed a solid habit. Now, you can't imagine your week without going outside. You said earlier today on the radio, oh, this weekend, I'm going to go biking. You're going to put yourself outside.
Yeah, I may do it today.
May even do it today. It's gorgeous outside. So what we have done over the last, what, we working together now, 4 months?
Yeah, I think so.
We have developed a habit of exercise. And in the beginning, that's all you can ask for. So if you go through it over the course of 3 months, right, you've developed a habit, you've started. And after, once you've developed that habit, then a whole bunch of other questions come along the way.
You know what? It betters your lifestyle. It cuts down on health care costs, which is like a big thing in this society.
Huge.
I mean, it's a big thing. Okay. Stay right there. Yeah, for once I get to boss you around.
Yeah, take that.
This guy's got like an ethic you wouldn't believe. I'll text message him. Oh, I got stuff to do today. Comes back. Not acceptable. Well, listen, I've been up since 2 o'clock. Not acceptable. All right, we're talking to Keith Bailey. You want to ask him some questions? 303-713-7600. You want to find out how to get started in this? You want to talk about biking? Because you also bike in competitions.
Love biking. Yeah.
You want to talk about biking? We got any bicyclists out there? Or if you just want to sit back and listen, that's okay, too. Because I talk about this all day. Even though I still grumble and gripe about it, and I still think it's like, oh, my God.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, how can people be like this? All right, and I want somebody to call in here and tell me, and Keith will go, yeah, see, I told you. I want somebody to call in here and tell me that you actually get a rush off of exercising. Because I can't get high off of it.
You do. Every time you come in, you come in, you're like, meh. By the time you leave, you're all bubbly and chatting, and you haven't even realized that you've enjoyed yourself.
No, I'm sending you to Guantanamo to do Tabata ball or whatever the hell it is with the detainees.
Tabata.
That is like the worst. All right, 9:20, 20 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about this. Bicycling, exercising, you got any questions? Look, if you're a couch potato or you're like me and you're just a schlup, call up. Or you're like John Turk, smokes, watches too much television, eats bad food. Yeah, you fall in that category, we're going to solve John's.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
So give them the best. SpeedAct 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at SpeedAct.com. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, this is the kind of music that Keith forces me to listen to. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 70. Bright. Isn't this the stuff you do with Keith Bailey, my personal trainer? We're talking about fitness. This guy changed my life. He could change yours. Isn't this the crap you make me listen to? That and sampling.
Yeah, and I make you wear a wife beater when we listen to it, and I throw buckets of water at you as you run in place.
Maniac.
Like Tommy Boy.
Yeah, but you know what you do? This drives me crazy. And this is why you need somebody like him. It's always, come on, Jay. Pick it up, Jay. You're not going fast enough, Jay. You can go faster. And I am going so fast that I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, you actually, it takes a lot of people, it takes most people a long time to really find out what my pet peeves are. And I think it took you day four to figure out what one of mine is we go for a walk outside, and Jay likes to walk behind you. Not next to you, so you can't see him on your peripheral, so he's just slightly behind you, and it just drives me insane. I think it was on our second day of outside walking.
No, I don't like to walk behind you. I can't walk as fast as you. Okay, here's a good call for you. This is your partner, Monica. Monica, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
This is Keith's partner, Monica, who comes up to me and everybody in the gym who Keith trains and goes, are you okay? Are you going to be all right? What's up, Monica?
Not much, Jay. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're having a good old time.
It sounds like it. I'm listening on the phone because I can't get my computer to work, but I'm glad I caught you guys.
Okay, now you also train, too, right?
Yes.
And you teach boxing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Teach all the guys how to kick some butt. It's fun.
Now, you've got a very background like Keith, too, but you played professional. Did you play? You played what kind of tennis?
Tennis, professional.
You're a professional
Division
tennis player.
Satellite, challenger tournaments, all the fun stuff that they call us journeymen, the broke folks on the tour.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question that I ask him, because I've never asked you this in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you get out of this? What do you get out of exercising?
A high like never before. I heard you guys talking about that. That's so funny that you say you don't get that, but I see you getting that. That almost passed out look you get. That's that high we're talking about.
Hey, I can go. I can sit home and put a plastic bag over my head with a can of spray paint and get the same thing.
You do get an elevated heart rate doing that, but I'm not sure it's good cardiovascularly.
I don't know if that's necessarily good for you, though. This one is good for you. I can't imagine a week without exercise. I just don't feel human. I don't feel like, I have any reason to exist without, exerting the amount of energy that we do in this space. I can't imagine that. And I'm sure you can at this point, Jay.
Want to bet?
I see you here like, yay!
do you think that this is something you could walk away from the rest of your life at this point? Exercise? Do you think you could walk away from it now?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm not hooked on it, but I can't walk away from it either. It's just kind of this weird feeling, but I'm not like you guys.
I think you're hooked.
I mean, Keith and Monica are like, too. Keith and Monica are like really cut, bulked up. And
that's because all we do all day long is we move around all day long. Yeah. You know, even on days I don't exercise, like I have my own workout, I still do hundreds of squats and push-ups, and you know, demonstrate exercise. So I move,
yeah.
I move all day long. At the end of the day, Monica, I was just like,
oh my god, we look at each other like, I can't move.
Yeah.
But then the next day we wake up and we do it all again because it doesn't feel right without it. You know, like a day doesn't feel good without exercise.
You see, you guys are nuts.
Most of the time, yeah. I've been called worse.
Yeah, we have too good a time around here.
Okay. All right. You know what? Look, before I let you go, do this because I've done it with other people, so you can do it too. Plug your gym.
Can you have it?
Can you have what? Our facility, what we do.
So somebody's listening to this conversation. They go, okay, like, fine. I want to find out about these two maniacs. I mean, how do people get a hold of you?
Go to email us at readyforanything@yahoo.com. And we can give you information. So our location, we're located off 31st of Walnut. We're just about 8 blocks north of the baseball stadium, right off of downtown. And our facility, what we do is we keep it fun as well, because every time you come in, you're going to go through a different workout. We work on developing certain skills, form and technique, make sure your movement's right. But then every time you come in, you go through a different workout. And what that does for you is it just continually shocks the system. It shocks your body. It keeps you from plateauing, right? Because if you do the same thing all the time, this is the big problem that everybody runs into, is that, okay, now I'm exercising 4 days a week. You do the same thing all the time, you stop seeing change.
No, we're not going to talk about Tabata ball. All right. Monica.
Ball.
All right, you got it. Monica, thanks. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Jay. I'll see you soon.
And we'll see you later.
All right, you guys have a great time.
All right, bye.
Hoorah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Bob in Boulder. Because Bob's like me. Bob, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking this topic on. I've been, you know, struggling with, I got to say. And my problem is I've got two problems. One is I've got to fit my exercise into some obscure hour, you know, either late at night or early in the morning or something like that, just because of my schedule. And then I've got to find some way to make it not mind-numbing, if that makes sense. You know, I just can't switch my brain off and stare at the TV or whatever you do in the gym. And I wonder what you guys' thoughts were on that.
Keith answered that better than me. I mean, I find the whole thing mind-numbing.
You know, the first thing I want to address is your time issue. And it's interesting because people who do exercise and people who don't exercise have exactly the same amount of spare time or free time. It just all depends on how we decide we want to use our free time. So you know, taking that 3 hours a week, which actually comes out to about 3% of your entire week if you include sleep, to exercise, is not huge, right? You can put it in there, and you've got family in there as well. If you develop this habit and you can show your children that this is possible, the chances of your kids leading a healthy lifestyle increases so much more. So the fact that you're doing this already. You're doing this already, right, Bob?
Sporadically.
If you the more of a consistent habit you can make this, the influence it has on your children is unbelievable. I've got one of my clients, Jay Cleary, who it's in his top five, and one of the main reasons he does it is to show his children that this is a very important part of life is setting achievable goals with fitness. So, you know, I have him doing like a 5K from time to time, and I don't ask him to come in first place. It's just that he goes out and does it. So maybe for yourself is having a goal that you're working towards, setting, you know, a 5K. You don't have to run it. You can go in and walk it, but it's a date and a time that you're working towards, right? So it's an achievable goal. It's great for your family as well. The second question is one I get often as well is the boredom side of it. You know, I do the same damn thing all the damn time. One thing that we do at Ready for Anything is we take you out of the traditional box of a gym, the 24-hour fitness, your ballets, your bodybuilding type of lifting. And what we bring it back to is the way the body is meant to move. And the body is meant to move as a whole, right? You're an animal. You're supposed to move with your entire body. So we go through and we work the body as a whole. And when you start exercising that way, you start seeing changes a lot faster, and you start learning how to move once again. And it's fun. It's amazing the kind of things you can do with your body. There's the internet is a great source for getting exercises. One place I like to go to is Core Performance is a great website. They give great ideas for exercises. One thing I do with my clients, like with Jay in particular, I go outside. We take a couple of cones with us.
Oh, God. It's torture. Torture, Bob. No, I'm kidding you. It's kind of fun.
We change it up. So you need to be creative with what you can do. And like I was just saying, is with the cones, we go outside and we set the cones up in a certain fashion, and then you do drills off of them. If you go online, Google, type in cone drills, cone exercise drill or agility drills, you'll come up with a page of different exercises to do. Now, the place where I fit in is that I will help you with proper form and technique to show you the right way to do it. So one thing you may want to think about, Bob, is a small investment in self of getting an education from a trainer, a certified trainer, on how to do this properly. And they'll open your eyes up as well to different things you can do and get outside of the box.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know what? Find somebody who does it who doesn't bore you.
Mm.
I mean, that's the biggest part of it. And you know what? My doctor, Dr. Snyder, told me this, and this turned out really to be true. Do it for 21 days straight, and then you'll miss it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to force yourself, Bob, to do it for 21 days straight.
I don't even say force. Force has such a negative way about it.
You don't like that?
Go enjoy it. Enjoy it. If you're gonna
see,
do it,
Bob,
enjoy.
He thinks that's his whole attitude. Go out there and enjoy it. But
okay.
You know what? But you know what, Bob? Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Go find somebody and go to the YMCA or whatever there in Boulder. Go find somebody in Boulder to help you out, or email Keith or do something and get somebody to lean on your butt until you get to the point where it's like, oh my God, I can't go without it.
Yeah, if you want some more information, Bob, if you want to chat at all, send me an email at readyforanything@yahoo.com. I'd be more than happy to steer you in more of a right direction, give you some more advice. My pleasure.
Sure, I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And thanks to both of you for your time.
Hey, Bob, thanks, man. Call me again.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Yeah, I enjoy it. I have to admit it.
Love it.
Listen to him. I would say to him, listen, we're not fulfilling your Marine Corps fantasy here.
Drop down, give me 25.
Yeah. He gives me this medicine ball, goes, this is your buddy. You are like, it's like, hey, we're not in the Corps. All right, 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour. You want to talk to Keith Bailey, 303-713-7600, or sit back and listen, and we're just chatting about trying to get in better shape, not only because it helps your lifestyle, but also it cut healthcare costs. And if there's any of you out there who like to competitively bicycle, too, and you're into that kind of stuff, you can talk to Keith. We got any bicyclists out there? I know we do, because you have always given me crap about making fun of bicyclists, and now I've become one.
If you like biking, cycling, and you want to step your game, I've got a great place for you to go to. To where you can try it out in a relatively safe environment, if you will.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with those delays we've had on southbound I-25 for the last hour or so. Watch out for them to kick in between the Washington Street Bridge and Hamden as they try to clear that three-vehicle crash. Still seeing some slow-moving traffic as well, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. That crash was near Church Ranch. And we still have that semi-fire that has shut down westbound I-70 for most of the morning down near Manila Road. That'll be just east of Bennett. Weather outlook, expect mostly sunny skies. Less winds today. We'll get a high of 70. Clear and cool tonight with a low of 40. Right now, partly cloudy, 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Denver Health Paramedic Division, Denver's other great orange and blue team, responds to 80,000 calls for emergency medical help.
Fall's here, and that means clogged rain gutters are here, too. Think about never cleaning clogged rain gutters again. Hi, this is Ken Moon, and I've been talking to you for years about the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard gutters can help enhance the beauty and value of your home while giving you the peace of mind that you'll never have to clean clogged rain gutters again. Right now, the next 25 callers will receive a $450 cash rebate. Set up a free estimate now. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409 for LeafGuard.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
And this is what they specialize in. It's Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. By the way, happy birthday to Scott's wife, Sunny. Mike and Scott believe in and support AM760 Progressive Talk. They've got years of personal injury experience under their belt. And you know what? These guys are fearless. I mean, they will just stand up to these corporations. They'll stand up to insurance companies. They fight for everyday people. This is not some kind of gimmick. This is absolute truth. If you've got a problem, okay, you need to go to the right person. They are trial lawyers, and they're proud of it, and they're progressive lawyers, so they're on the same page we're on. Check out the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661. It's law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661, or jump on the web and check them out at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event. We've got great deals on everything your vehicle needs, including fantastic offers on name brand tires. And our Ford trained technicians are the best in the business. Right place, right prices, right now. Only at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, this event ends soon.
Hey, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Want to test drive a new Mercedes minus the pressure? Be a part of Test Drive Wednesdays. You do the test drive. You do the radio and website reviews for high-end vehicles from Denver area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Sign up at TestDriveWednesdays.com.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny high today, 70. My man Tiger Dave's on the prowl. He sends in an email, says he got high naturally off a bike ride.
10 hours.
12-hour bike ride. Jay Marvin here with Keith Bailey. You want to talk to him, 303-713-7600, or if you just want to sit back and listen, okay. And I'm asking, and we had some people in line, they hung up, but I'm asking people, who gets a rush out of exercising or bike riding? Because you keep claiming that you can get one. I've had people say this to me, that I could get one. I've never gotten one.
Yeah, you have, Jay.
But aren't you supposed to feel...
You feel good about yourself.
Aren't you supposed to feel high? Or is that the definition of high? What's the definition of high?
I think you're...
Delirious?
I think
giddy?
I think you're thinking of a chemical-induced high, because it's a possibility that...
Okay. All right. Let me redefine it. Let me redefine it. Rush? Do you get a rush off of it? Is that a better way to put it?
No, not a rush. No, a sense of euphoria.
Okay.
A sense of full body, just you feel good about yourself. You're happy, like you're at the end of your workouts. You just, it's a full body, just euphoria. Nothing you can get chemically or any other way.
Okay. When I've told people in the past, when I've said, well, you know, I don't get this. People are saying, you're not doing it enough. You're not doing it hard enough.
Mm.
All right. So for guys like Bob in Boulder,
yeah,
and Jay in Denver,
yes,
how hard do we have to work out in order to get this?
Well, let's go back to our fitness savings account, right? We talked about it a little while ago. Bob apparently has a very large fitness savings account where he's able to sit in the saddle on a bike for 10 hours. I did that.
No, that's Tiger Dave.
Tiger Dave. Thank you, Tiger Dave. I commend him on that because I did, the triple bypass like 2-3 years ago. I got a high out of it, but I got a lot of other issues out of being in the saddle for 10 hours besides just having the body euphoria, I mean, complete body exhaustion. But your fitness savings account, when you first get started in this, you can't push yourself all that hard. And what you get out of the whole deal every time you exercise is a sense of feeling good, right? You feel good about your accomplishment. You're proud that you've exercised. And because you've exercised, you feel good. So it's a very positive thing, right? As you do this more and more often, you're able to push yourself harder and harder. This past Wednesday, you went through and we worked out with one of my other clients, and you pushed yourself harder than you did before to the point where you had to lay down and elevate your feet. Now, you cannot sit here and tell me that you did not feel almost like a slight disconnection with self. There was a little bit of nausea involved, right? A little bit of nausea involved, a little lightheadedness, and a little bit of, oh, man, wow. I can see it in your eyes and in the way that you moved. That is the endorphins that are kicking in through your body from exercise, right? And the whole nausea thing is normal. You don't want to do it every single time you exercise, push yourself to a point of nausea, but there are times you do want to push yourself to a point of nausea.
Yeah, well, when I'm stumbling around trying to reach the cones, all you kept doing was going,
more,
more, faster, faster.
Faster.
Come on, Jay, you can finish. More. Let's go to Diane in Loveland. Diane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's actually Dane.
Oh, Dane, I'm sorry, Dane. That's my problem. But I'm having I'm having LASIK today, so you call me on Monday, I'll be able to read your name. So please let me call you Diane so I don't look stupid.
All right.
All right, Diane, go ahead.
Well, Jay, yeah, I enjoy your show, and I tune in, and the endorphins that was just being spoke of, man, I think that's exhaustion and lack of oxygen getting to one's brain. I'm taking your side on this, Jay. I work out. I probably should work out a lot more than I do, but, you know, I got to say that I don't see colors when I get off an exercise bicycle after 50 minutes. We're borrowing terms from the drug culture and equating that to what people feel when they exercise. You know, a rush, a head rush. You know, a head rush is something you get after you inhale marijuana and hold that for several dozen seconds. When you get off an exercise bicycle, you don't see colors. You're not walking around with a permagrin on your face. I think what you get from that is you get a great sense of satisfaction, accomplishment, and empowerment. You feel stronger. And that sense of strength is a sense of empowerment. But, you know, when I hear these aerobics bunnies and these fitness fanatics borrowing from the drug culture to equate what they do in terms of getting high from what they do, I can't get on board with that.
Well, because baby boomers invented everything. We're self-centered and we're a bunch of jerks. All right, Keith, go ahead.
Dave, I completely agree with you. It's so difficult. That's why it's difficult for me to explain to people, like, what should this feel like? Because they've never experienced it before, and a lot of people have, you know, experimented with natural and chemical drugs, and they want to equate it to something like that. And it's difficult because it's different for every single person what you get out of this. You know, the reason that I like to, on a Monday morning, while the sun's still coming, get on my bike and bike from downtown to Lookout Mountain, do Lookout Mountain and come back, is because it's a sense of accomplishment. I was out early in the morning. It was beautiful. I enjoyed myself. I got a workout out of it. I felt strong, empowered. All these things that Dana is saying, that's exactly what I get out of it. It's so hard to explain because everybody thinks that I should get this, you know, blowfly up the nose rush.
You know, I'd like to see the fitness community adopt their own unique set of metaphors and superlatives to describe what it is that they get to be a little bit more accurate and on target with what fitness is really about. Because when you start borrowing metaphors and superlatives from really what I can only equate to the drug culture, I think maybe you might be actually giving young people, impressionable people, perhaps the wrong idea, because they already know that there's an easier way to accomplish what people in the fitness community are equating to terms that are more related towards drug use. So I wish I could think of one right now, but.
Well, I think your idea, though, is excellent. I mean, I think the way you guys are describing it is what it is. And for guys like me and others, you're right. We borrow from the drug culture because we were the drug culture at one time. Now we're too damn old and too smart to be the drug culture. So we got to be something else.
Jay, I'm a musician. I've been a musician since the 80s. I've been around the block a time or two. That is no longer a part of my life. I do still play, but, like I said before, I go to the gym up here in Loveland. The Loveland community has a great facility called the Chilson Center. Has excellent programs. I do their cycling classes 3 days a week. And, again, I'm here to tell you that I get a great feeling about accomplishing going to these classes on a daily basis and seeing my strength improve, but I don't see colors when I get off the bike.
And why don't you come and see me? I'll help you out with that one.
Well, the only time I see colors is on the verge of passing out, and I've been there too because I wasn't always in as good a shape as I am now. And I've actually grew up on the beach, and I grew up surfing, and I went out on the after a few years of not doing this, my wife and I got ourselves a place on the beach just south of Santa Barbara. We bought surfboards from a used sporting goods store. We went out in the water, and let me tell you something, man. If you don't know what you're doing, you have no business being out there. I am not the swimmer I was 10 years ago.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California.
God, me too. Where in Southern California?
Well, actually, the last few summers I lived out there, we were Mandalay Beach, which is just south of Ventura.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
And I went to college in Fullerton.
Oh, man. Boy, yeah. See, now when I was growing up, we hated surf people. We couldn't stand them.
I can relate to that, but I did not have long blonde hair, and I didn't basically use dude after every sentence.
No, we just used to fight with them for access to the beach.
Oh, right. Yeah, there is that element out there. There's the guys that knock kids off of waves and people that just think because that's their thing. It's the only thing they got in this world, and they get an ego about it. I've been there, too. I don't care for that element either. It really gave surfing and getting interested in surfing a bad name. It actually got me out of the water because before my wife and I tried to go out and surf and body surf a little bit, as I explained earlier, I took to skimboarding. It kept me out of the water, it kept me off the waves, and it kept me away from those jerks that you used to have to deal with. I've had to deal with them, and that element unfortunately still exists out
there.
Well,
actually, surfboarding would, as Keith would say, surfing would help your inner core.
This is very true, but it's interesting what Dane's mentioning is that I find this. I've heard about it in surfing. I've tried surfing one time, caught rode my first wave, and it was wonderful. And then the whole rest of the time, I just got beat up. And it's a very difficult thing to do surfing. I commend those who can, but you find that attitude in a lot of sports as you get to the higher end. I bike competitively now. I'm not in the high end echelon, but I do so. Meet from time to people that are in the higher end of echelon, and they just think that they're the greatest thing. And the reason they think that they're the greatest thing is because they're awesome at it, and the reason they're awesome at it is because they've never done anything else. They've never tried stepping outside the box and doing something other than surfing. And the reason they don't do is because they would suck at it, and because they're afraid that the people who are really good at it would badger them for not being great.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Hey, Dane, thanks for the call, and you ought to come work out with us sometime.
I'm up for the challenge.
All right, send me an email.
I'll do it, Jake.
Okay, man.
Nice to talk with you.
See ya.
Bye, Dan.
Bye. All right, 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, Keith Bailey. And we'll continue this discussion about the positives of, well, you know what we're doing. We're trying to get all of us into shape. That's what we're trying to do. So that if you're a baby boomer, you can live longer. And if you're not, you don't make the same mistakes we made. Mostly sunny, high today, 70. Traffic with Ricardo Margon.
Jay, southbound I-25 is still backing up due to that earlier accident approaching Hamden. Pretty slow from just south of downtown all the way down to Hamden. Then after that, of course, brakes free. Got a better drive down through the tech center on I-25. Northbound is unaffected, much better shape. They should make your way to the downtown area from the south end. Good news is, rest of the highways look pretty good. I-70 in good shape on both sides of the city. 225 back up to speed from I-70 all the way down to I-25. Looks good on 470, also on 6th Avenue, and Turnpike in pretty good shape in both directions right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny with a high around 70. Clear tonight, low 40. More sunshine tomorrow, low 70s for the high, and then rain and snow on the way for Sunday. Right now, though, it's 54 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey guys, Fantastic Sam's has what you need to make your day. Fantastic haircuts and their new FS Men's product line will help you care for your hair.
It's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions. Hi, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of tiny carbide bits built in to the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. Whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
System is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
Oh, see, Keith starts like,
we're bringing Jay Sexy back.
Yeah. Keith starts bopping around to this because he loves it. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here. Mostly sunny, high today, 70. Jay Marvin along with Keith Bailey, who is my trainer. He's changed my life, and we're talking about changing yours. And we only got a couple of minutes left here, but you were talking about kids, and this is really true,
yeah,
that child obesity rates and that the health situation in general, that's the Xbox generation, right? Those are those kids who forget how to play because their playing is sitting in front of a video game.
Yeah, they've forgotten how to play it, and you know they tune into to the video game. They totally tune out of life. My mother always told me, you know, you need to go outside and get some fresh air on the brain. And when I was younger, I didn't necessarily completely understand what she meant by that. I do now. Going outside and playing. The baby boomers that are now are figuring out that, oh, my God, if I don't exercise, I'm going to die before the national curve. I'm going to die before I'm supposed to. So they panic, and, you know, they're trying to figure out a way. And I feel sorry for you, and I'm here to help you, and I'm here to coach you along the way. But one thing that you can do now for future generations is show your kids to play. Get them back outside again, even if it is just for a couple hours a day. Don't let them sit there and tune out into their video games. Have them move around, because for me, we were talking about this during the break, for me, I never stopped playing as a child. I still now play. Now my play has become something a little bit more competitive because of my fitness savings account. But I never stop playing. A lot of people, they stop playing and they start focusing on school and they focus on their businesses and their careers. Like my brother works, I think, 6 days a week, goes to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, comes home at 9 o'clock in the evening. He doesn't understand why his cholesterol counts up and why he's, you know, so out of shape and how come I'm always so positive. And it's because he stopped playing. He used to be, my brother was a two-time all-around champion gymnastics at the age of 15. Phenomenal athlete. And he's just completely let it go because his focus has turned to other places. So anyway, I'm going off track a little bit. If we were to continue allowing our kids to play and showing them that playing is good for you and encouraging that,
that by the time they get to the age where we are now as baby boomers, where we're all going, oh, my God, we have to exercise, and what are we going to do? We don't know what to do because we've forgotten how to do it. If you were to do it your entire life, you know how to play. You know, and there's a lot of intramural sports out there.
All right.
I want to give a plug for playcoed.com. It is a fantastic site to go to. You can play kickball, softball, volleyball. They've got a whole array of fun stuff you can do.
Okay.
They'll teach you how to play again.
All right. Give your email address again.
Readyforanything@yahoo.com.
Okay. Anybody want to come work out with me? Contact Keith. And you can, and we'll do it. And thank you for coming in here.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Did you ride your bike here?
I did not, no.
Ah, busted. Busted big time. He wanted me to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and ride my bike here. I go, hey, man, you're on crack. All right, we'll be back on Monday morning here.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, poof, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
800-653-4896. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-